Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the fifth day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, with the time standing approximately 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in London, 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, where we come from, that very holy and sceptred land, we must welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans and friends of Biafra in the far eastern part of the world. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are across the entire 24 time zones of the world, I am welcoming you personally on behalf of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, on behalf of the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra, on behalf of the entirety of the citizens of Biafra all over the world. This very Saturday, I am in Africa. I am not at liberty to inform you precisely where I am, but we are doing a very important work for our country. We are testing our equipment. We are ensuring that we are on every available media platform on this very earth. Right now, we are on satellite. We are on application on mobile phones. You can get us using any internet-enabled device as long as you're logged on to www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to www.peopleofbiafra.org, if you go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you download free Radio Biafra app, I must emphasize, free Radio Biafra app. Every modern mobile phone has this device. Every modern smartphone must have it. Go and download free Radio Biafra app. You should be able to get us. You should join us from there. If you also have satellite, if you're in Africa or anywhere in Central Europe, you should be able to join us without hesitation. All you need to do is to point your dish to 17 degrees east. If you have your parents at home, if you have your relatives at home, if you know that they can benefit from listening to Radio Biafra, which we believe that they all should, if you know that you want them to receive live Radio Biafra transmission in digital quality, all you need to do is to call our designated number and an engineer will go to your village and make sure that your parents will receive Radio Biafra. Make sure that when you speak on Radio Biafra, they'll be able to hear your voice as well. Because on this very platform, we remain the largest indigenous broadcaster coming out of Africa. Anywhere you are on this earth, you'll be able to call Radio Biafra in Africa this very present evening, and your voice will be heard all over the world. No other media outfit has this capability. No other media outfit. Never. Only Radio Biafra. And we are also on satellite. We are the only people to have done something for our people that Biafran people can today stand up and boast of, having an infrastructure, a media house. No other group of people, not Ohanaeze, not any Igbo group anywhere in the world can boast and say, this is what we have done for our people. Only the indigenous people of Biafra, working through the editorial board of Radio Biafra, have been able to do this. That is why we remain formidable. And as long as we remain incorruptible in our quest for Biafra, as long as our hands are clean, as long as we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is nothing we want to do we cannot accomplish. We are going to surprise the world in the next few days. We shall amaze everybody. They will know how formidable we are. They will know that we are serious, that anything we say we are going to do, invariably we do it. We may be constrained financially. We may be finding things difficult on that very front. But Chukwu Abiama is always very faithful. There is nothing we want to do we've not been able to accomplish. As long as we do not prevaricate, as long as we do not retreat, neither are we going to contemplate surrender. There is no way we cannot get Biafra. If they fail, if anything is an obstacle, an impediment on our way, that thing will be comprehensively destroyed, ground into the dust, and we march on. We don't circumvent our enemies. We are going to bring the zoo down. It is a promise. It is a pledge. It is an oath we have taken, and we are hell-bent on doing it. The only thing that can save them, if at all they can be saved, is to allow us to go and get our country, is to for them to ensure that Biafra comes into existence. Anything short of that, Somalia will look like a paradise on this earth compared to what shall become of the Zoological Republic. That very contraption has expired. Most people do not know that those of them attending the conference in Abuja that they are there on borrowed time. They are not representing us. I don't know for you, those of them listening around the world, they are not representing me. They don't represent the indigenous people of Biafra. They are there to represent their own personal selfish interest. How can you allow a man that is complicit, that took active part in the massacre of our people in Asaba? How can you appoint him to go to a confab? How can you then put in a caveat that 75% of the delegates will have to agree before anything is implemented? How on earth is that possible? It is impossible to come with any consensus. In 2005, the same rubbish happened. They convened people, they talked and talked and talked, they took money and they went home, and nothing became of it. That is nothing to tell me that this assemblage of people who are geriatrics, people who should be in retired homes, people who should be in homes resting and waiting to be dug, to be put into the grave, what they are doing in Abuja, I do not understand. If they have all these wonderful, brilliant ideas, how come they have not been able to deploy it for nearing 60 years in order to cure the ills of that very abominable contraption put together by a Scottish man called Frederick Lugard and named after a river? That people in Africa cannot reason. They name you after a river and you're jumping up. That goes to show that a monkey is better than you. That goes to show that you are not a human being. That goes to show that your level of understanding, of your comprehension, of your reasoning is quite below that of other animals in the animal kingdom. It's unbelievable. You're named after a river. Is England named after a river? Is Scotland named after a river? Is Wales named after a river? Is Britain named after a river? Is the United States of America named after a river? Only the zoo is named after a river. And we cannot countenance such rubbish. If you're joining us once again, we are welcoming you. We speak the truth on this platform, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. If you are uncomfortable with the truth, we suggest you go and listen to BBC, to CNN, to Yoruba news media outfits. You listen to NTA. Here we give you the truth, raw and direct. You may not like it, but we are here to proclaim it, because Biafra, the way we see it, is a gospel of restoration. Biafra has been preached before, but not in this very manner. Biafra has been discussed before, but not in this manner. Never has the essence of Biafra be anchored upon truth and honesty the way that we have done, because we believe that this is the enthronement of the kingdom of heaven on this very earth, that very blessed land, that sceptered land called Biafra, that Chukwu Abiama himself will come down to take position in it. That is why everything we do, that is why in all our pursuit, we keep our hands very, very clean. That is why we remain truthful. That is why any little thing that we go into, any project, any enterprise, regardless of how small or how big, once we go into it, it succeeds for one reason alone. Because man did not call us to come. Chukwu Abiama, God in heaven, determined that we should come. That is why we are going to succeed, and that is why Biafra is going to come. I am without fear before my enemies. I pursue Biafra because that is why I was born. I was not born to do any other thing apart from to come here and get Biafra. Once I get Biafra, my deal with Chukwu Abiama is done. That is where Biafra must come in my lifetime, not in the next 1,000 years. No, we are saying between now and next year, December, or the zoo will not exist. We will burn it to the ground. We will burn it completely to the ground. You must understand this. We want to be returned to the way we were before the Scottish man came. Frederick Lugard is not God. Only God creates a nation. Chukwu Abiama created the Igbo nation, by which I mean the entirety of Biafran nationalities and tribes within it. Only Chukwu Abiama created the Yoruba people and the Hausa Fulani people. He handed over Hausa people to the Fulanis, and Fulanis are ruling them, and in turn, he handed over Yorubas to them as well. Then he gave us to Frederick Lugard because of our sins at Arujubu, because of the Osu caste system, because of our idolatrous nature, if Arose, because of our complicity in human sacrifice, because of what we did at Arujubu relating to slavery. Chukwu Abiama said, no, you people are due for a punishment. And he handed us over to Frederick Lugard. But when the Hausa Islamic hordes were coming, they were defeated at Lower Benue. Chukwu Abiama sent an army of Sesefly to destroy the Islamic army in Benue. but he could not save us against Frederick Lugard because our sins were too numerous. We have pleaded, we have prayed, we have begged and asked for forgiveness, and we have been forgiven. And for that reason, we are marching on, not the forgiveness of the many, but the forgiveness of the few. And for that very reason, we are going to remember those that made the ultimate and supreme sacrifice on our behalf between 67 and 1970. We will remember those that fought. We will remember those that supported them. We will remember the innocent children that were choked to death, starved to death by Yoruba people. We are going to remember them on the 30th of May, wherever you are on this planet, according to every time zone, because the earth revolves around the sun, because the earth rotates to give us 24 hours every blessed day. That is why in each and every time zone of the world, we must come out to honor these people, that their spirit may rest at last, and that they may in turn be able to strengthen us to go and finish the work that they started. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you. If Barrister Mamezu is with me, if you can hear me, I then please ask him to come and join me. I will be waiting for the barrister. He has not informed me, otherwise I will not be joining me. So I expect him to join me on this very day, the 5th day of April 2014. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to call us, as always, the number is +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. Mind you can only call us on Viber. Our other lines shall be open as well, by which we mean the coordinator's line will be open, and also our principal Radio Biafra Skype line, which is just simply Radio Biafra. If you add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, we don't necessarily have to accept you as one of us, but if you call us, we will be able to pick your call, because the number of people on our Skype list is too much. It is crashing the system. So they advised us not to keep adding people, but to acknowledge their calls when they call us. So you have three ways by which or through which you can get to Radio Biafra this very evening and put your views across. You will speak in one country and we will be able to hear you in another. On Radio Biafra, we are truly global. We may not be massive, we may not command the budget of the others, but there is nothing that they can do which we cannot even do better. We are once again welcoming you wherever you are. I have some people with me, but I am not again at liberty to, of course, bring them forward. But should they wish to speak, they are more than welcome to do so. We are welcoming you ourselves personally. Always do the right thing. Inform at least 10 people around you. Use your Facebook inbox. Please use your Viber, use your WhatsApp, use your Tango, use your text messages and phone calls. Do anything humanly possible and up to and including BlackBerry. Go and tell those around you that Radio Biafra is on. Ask them to go to radiobiafra.co. Ask them to turn their satellite 17 degrees east, pointing towards a MOS 5 satellite. They will be able to pick up Radio Biafra also on that platform at our head office at Enugu. That is how they are able to get through to us. And we understand that people are already phoning through and placing their orders for this very system to be installed in their village, in their respective homes. Regardless of where it is, we will go there and make sure that your family, that your friends receive Radio Biafra, that when you speak on it, they'll be able to hear. We are making it abundantly clear that the reason why we have adopted this very approach is to counter the lies and the deceit being peddled by Yoruba-dominated media. We are here to correct years of injustice. We are here to do what is right. We are here to seek the restoration of our country. We are not here to take anything belonging to anybody else. We are here to do what is right. And that right thing is the restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Once again, I welcome all of you wherever you are. And this is Radio Biafra. In the absence of the barrister himself, I must proceed to try and bring you one or two announcements before the headlines and accompanying news summary, and then the line shall open. We are making it abundantly clear that 30th of May is compulsory. Every coordinator must work. Every zonal coordinator must ensure that our people are sufficiently mobilized for the 30th of May. We now know those who are with us. We know those who are struggling. And we know those that need help. We understand and appreciate all of that. something is very, very paramount, it's very, very important. We cannot commit men to battle unless we remember those that fought for us in time gone by, including those that were killed by Peter Obi in 2006 shoot at sight, including every other person that may have died in the pursuit of Biafra, regardless of the group organization they belong to. We are ensuring that we place it on record that come the 30th of May, it is a Friday, we ask you to take that very day off work. We ask you to draw your children from school, withdraw them from school for that very day. Give the excuse that you're going to remember those that died for your country, those that fought for you, that you may live. People should tell their children this story every night from now till the 30th of May, that the world may understand that even our children may begin to appreciate the scale and the magnitude of the struggle ahead, that we are not going to relent despite all the odds, that we are not going to do anything to jeopardize this very struggle because we are incorruptible. Incorruptible means that we cannot be bought, we cannot be bribed. We are above bribery. We are above doing anything that will bring to disrepute what we are doing on this very day and beyond. That is why we are formidable and we intend to remain that way. Now I will proceed to once again inform everybody that you can have the satellite installed in your village. You can have Radio Biafra receiving equipment installed in any town, in any city, in Biafra land or parts of the zoo that calls itself Nigeria. All you need to do is to call the number that will be advertised later. Once you call that number, arrangements will be made to go and install Radio Biafra, because mind you, we are also going to come via that platform. Biafra Television is very, very imminent. We are going to come on that very platform soon as well via the same decoder. We are going to show you in clear pictures all these things we've been telling you. The state of where we come from, the hopelessness, the avariciousness, the greed, and the sleaze that pervades the land. We are going to bring you the pictures so you can see it. It's not just us talking about Biafra all the time. You are going to be able to use your own eyes, naked eyes, to see exactly the same thing that we've been seeing and complaining about for a very long time now. That is why each and every family must endeavor to ensure that they have Radio Biafra satellite receiving equipment installed. We have tried to make it as easy as possible for people. You don't have to do anything extraordinary. You phone a particular number, they will go to your village and they will fix it. It's as simple as that. And now, by the way of headlines, in the absence of the barrister himself, is that we are reporting today that ritual killers are on the prowl in Enugu. Yesterday, we reported very harrowingly the fate of women with children in Imo State. Now, it seems every day there is something very, very heinous to report from our land. But we are here to speak the truth, and we must report it. Ritual killers on the prowl in Enugu. Gunmen attacked two villages in Zamfara. The war is still going on. It's still raging. Benue bloodbath. These are the people that killed Biafrans in 1966 and 1967. Fulani herdsmen killed 30 farmers with chemical weapons. Boko Haram, they have chemical weapons, and we are asking and begging to buy bullets. They have gone nuclear. Boko Haram have been supplied with chemical weapons from Iran. They are being supplied by the Arab world. They are being equipped to the teeth by Ibrahim Babangida. They are being financed very, very well by Buhari, Atiku, the Sultan of Sokoto, Abubakar III, and all the rest of them. And we are begging our people to please give us bullets to go and stop those carrying chemical weapons. And these people carrying chemical weapons have now arrived in Biafran territory in Ogoja. But true to our people's form and their behavior, but this time around, these people are coming with chemical weapons. If we do not stop them before they encroach any further, then it's goodbye, more or less. We are also reporting that a ritualist den uncovered in Abeokuta. The depth of the darkness of the heart of Africans knows no bounds. They keep killing people on an industrial scale and very innocent people at that. We shall be looking into that. That is the Yoruba stock in trade. That's where we copied it from. We go there to set up our businesses, and when we are coming back, we copy all manner of evil, including ritual killing that never existed in our land before. Petroleum scarcity has political undertone. According to NNPC, these are the people that have crude oil coming from the ground, but there's no electricity. These are the people having crude oil coming out from the ground for free in our land, in Biafra land, but there is no petrol. Those that are selling the crude oil too, they have petrol. They have electricity. Then you begin to wonder, what exactly is wrong with these people? Nigeria gives 1 month deadline to power project contractors. I don't know what that is supposed to mean in English language. They said that the zoo is giving deadline to power project. I don't know what that means, because this is a country where nobody is held to account. This is a country where you can steal 300 billion. They take you to court to investigate you, and the court will award you even another 50 million on top of it. So I can't understand it. But it's news, and we must read it. And now the news in detail. Things are seemingly falling apart in Ibuezi, a North Local Government area of Enugu State, following the discovery of the decomposing body of a lady 4 days after she was declared missing. The deceased is Ngozi Eze. She is 35 years old, who reportedly went to see off a friend on March the 9th, 2014, and was on her way back when her assailants accosted her in a bush path, gang-raped her, and strangled her to death. And as if that was not enough, her breast and private parts were chopped off. Efforts of the community neighborhood watch, led by one Mr. Onyema Osai, to unravel the circumstances surrounding Ngozi's murder reportedly led to the apprehension of 4 men suspected to be behind the dastardly act. The suspects, identified as Ndukwe Omeke, a motorcyclist, Chinedu Uguanyi, a panwine tapper, Eugene Ukweze, and Ibekwe Eya, also a motorcyclist, alleged that they were offered 600,000 naira by one Kenneth Idoko, a cattle dealer, to get fresh female breasts and private parts. Surprisingly, one of them was discovered to be living adjacent to the deceased compound. They reportedly told policemen that they decided to strike that fateful day because the community was celebrating the annual Omaba festival, which usually attracted a good number of people both within and outside the community. A competent police source told Crime Guard that the suspects confessed that the cow dealer gave them a white handkerchief with which to wrap the fresh private parts and breast and bring to him before they could be paid. However, when those of Ngozi were taken to him, the cow dealer reportedly gave the suspects just 500 naira to fuel their motorcycles, claiming he was yet to receive the 600,000 naira from the major source. The suspects, according to the police sources, further stated that immediately they discovered the late Ngozi's body parts, sleep eluded them, and they began to live in perpetual fear. Unsure of their fate, they reportedly confided in their anchorman, whom they said gave them a white stone to put in a cup of water and drink, assuring that nothing would happen to them. It was gathered that before Ngozi was murdered, the alleged ringleader Ndukwe Omeke attempted to kill his wife and take her purse to the anchor person, apparently to have the largest share of the amount. He was reported to have successfully lured his unsuspecting pregnant wife to the bush to fetch some firewood he claimed to have gathered. But his mission was rendered unaccomplished, as his colleagues never showed up at the designated place after 6 hours of waiting. I don't know if people are listening. This is happening in the state that houses our capital, Enugu, that things are so bad, I don't know where to start anymore. That they killed a girl which is unheard of. A man is prepared to kill the pregnant wife, to cut off the breast and her private parts, to go and give to somebody. For how much? 600,000 naira. I don't believe I'll be hearing such a thing in my lifetime. These are the things we are fighting against. These are the reason why Biafra must come. If Biafra does not come, this could be your aunt, this could be your cousin, it could be your sister or your niece. You don't know whose part will be next. A lady has been killed, and they said that the parts weren't even good enough. This is happening where we come from. As we are pursuing our various businesses, doing one thing or the other, where we come from is decaying. Biafra land is decaying from within. It is festering. No longer the threat of Boko Haram. We are now a threat unto our own selves, those infested with the iniquitous blood of Hausa Fulani are now visiting mayhem and death upon our land. We must go and cleanse and take over our land once again before Lucifer emerges to enthrone himself in that very holy land that belongs to Chukwuabiam. We must continue. We are reporting today that gunmen attacked two villages in Zamfara. Two villages in the Zomi local government area of Zamfara State were attacked yesterday afternoon, killing 28 people. Also, the Director of Defense Information, Major General Chris Olukolade, on Friday said the deployment of troops to some states in the North Central was aimed at restoring normalcy in those areas. The attacks took place at around 12 noon local time yesterday in Medsaba and Brennan Saba villages in the Zomi local government area of the state. In recalling the incidents, the chairman of Zomi local government, Alhaji Abdullahi Mohammed Gobimbore, told newsmen yesterday in Gusau that the gunmen we are seeing dressed in Nigeria military uniforms and riding about 50 motorcycles. The gunmen encircled the villages and began shooting sporadically. Along with the 28 people who were killed, 20 houses were burnt with essential grains harvested by the local farmers destroyed. This is called comeuppance. Those who were responsible, those that had a hand in the killing of Biafrans, these are the things being visited upon you. The zoo is at war. There is war in Borno. There is war in Zamfara. There is war in Yobe. There is war in Taraba. There is war going on in Plateau. There is war in Benue. And very soon, the Fulani people, supported by the British, will commence their ground operations in Cross River. And what we want to know is, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. People will pursue their useless businesses. They will go to Yoruba churches tomorrow and kneel down for somebody named Olaniyi, going to waste to place hand on their head and pray for them, thereby bringing more curse, not just on the unfortunate idiot kneeling before a Yoruba pastor, but upon the entire Biafran race. Your stupidity in your churches where you're going to go tomorrow to kneel before a Yoruba pastor, there are the manifestations where you come from, that the glory of Chukwuabiam has departed from our land, that your stupidity, dressed up as common sense where you are, is bringing untold damage to where we come from. And that is the very simple truth which must be spoken. We are also reporting that Fulani headsmen, the same people in Ogoja, in Cross River State, that will commence their action very soon. By then, we will tell you, didn't we tell you so? Now is the time to support our efforts to stop them. We are not going to conjure up miracles. People thought you can fight men armed with rocket launchers. You can fight them with wooden guns. It's not possible. If the same mentality and psychology that led us to go to war between 67 and 70 and we failed, if you want us to take the same mindset again into this very effort, then you are grossly mistaken. You are mistaken. We don't want that nonsense to happen again. What we want to see happen is for Biafran soldiers to be armed properly. We go and we defeat our enemies and we defend our territory. We are reporting that Human Rights Agency is to probe a claim by the ex-minister. Fulani militants have killed over 30 Benue farmers with chemical weapons in the past 2 weeks. Governor Gabriel Suswam has alleged. Suswam made the complaint to the executive secretary of the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, Professor Ben Angwa, at the government house in Makurdi, saying three containers of the suspected chemicals have been submitted for analysis at the appropriate quarters. The House of Representatives had earlier entertained a similar complaint via a motion brought before it by the chairman of the House Committee on Women's Affairs, Mrs. Christina Alaga. Following the motion, the lawmakers had directed operatives of the Department of State Security, Army, and the police to move in to arrest the perpetrators. They also requested the federal government to compensate the farmers who have lost their crops and sources of livelihood. We are also reporting on this day that hell was let loose yesterday in Abeokuta, the Ogun State capital, when residents of Akinremi Estate in Adigbe area of Obafemi Owode local government area discovered another ritualist den. Angry youths trooped to the area and set the building ablaze. Yesterday's discovery was, however, special, as the proprietors also used to breed babies for rituals. In Africa, the world must know what is happening in Africa, in the zoo especially, that people are farming children to be killed. People are farming children to be sold off and hacked to death for their parts. We must report it. This is very, very harrowing. This is very, very distressing, and this is unacceptable. The police also arrested the wife of the suspected proprietor of the house. When journalists visited the scene, some neighbors around the estate explained that one of the victims, a young pregnant woman, escaped from the den, ran into a building located about 200 meters away, and pleaded with the occupants to save her from the assailants. This happened on Wednesday evening. The victim, who claims she is from Abia State, was said to have informed the occupants of the building where she sought shelter, that her elder sister sold her and her unborn baby to the ritualists for 100,000 naira. This is unbelievable. What is happening? This is madness. The world is going crazy. Black people are going mental. They are going mad. They are selling people for 100,000 naira. A pregnant woman with the baby. What is happening to the people? What is going on? Only Biafra can stop this. We are reporting this news that others will not dare report. But it is the truth that evil has enveloped the land. Satan has taken his rightful place in the heart of the zoo called Nigeria. And many abominable things are happening. The more we go to Yoruba pastors to kneel down to pray, the more evil will happen. I thought they said if they go and pray and shout and scream, that the land will be better. How come when there were no Yoruba Pentecostal pastors, how come then that people were not killing each other or selling babies for 100,000 naira? A pregnant woman sold with her baby for 100,000 naira. And tomorrow she will use part of that money and go and give to Bishop Oyedepo, and go and give to Bishop Akinyemi, and go and give to Bishop Balogun. And you will not ask them what they have done for you. What have any of these bishops done for you? The answer is nothing. What has Radio Biafra done for you? You can answer that. At least we placed you on satellite. We made Biafra what it is today all around the world. Up to the point that countries are inviting us to come and see them. So, we have done something. What has Yoruba pastors done for you? We must continue. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, yesterday said that the acute shortage of petroleum products, especially the premium motor spirit witnessed throughout the nation in the past few months, was caused by factors beyond the control of the corporation. The corporation said there was a political undertone to the fuel scarcity. The executive director, Port Harcourt Operations Engineer, Hamefulu Gochukwu, made this known during the corporation's special day at the ongoing 25th Enugu International Trade Fair. Gochukwu, who was represented by the group managing director of NNPC, Engineer Andrew Yakubu, at the event, said there was peculiar reasons why he would not give details of the political undertone. He, however, said that it was a good thing that the scarcity is gradually coming to an end, since the products are now available, even though selling at a price which is above normal pump price. In other words, they cannot police themselves. In other words, politicians are the ones responsible for making the life of those that they claim to be representing so difficult. Isn't that ironic? In any other part of the world, you vote in people into office to go and protect your interests, to make life easier for you. But in the zoo, you see, you vote people into power to go and make life difficult for you. This man is telling us that the scarcity has some political undertone. I don't understand what that means. What he's saying, in effect, is that there is fraud, more fraud, and yet even greater fraud. That's what it is. A country steeped in fraud, founded in fraud, conceived in fraud, handed over at independence fraudulently. Everything about the zoo is fraudulent. Every Nigerian is a fraudster. All of them is a fraudster. Once you get up, you identify yourself as a Nigerian, you are a criminal. Verifiable and certifiable criminal you are. That is why we need Biafra as quickly as possible. Almost 6 months after the November the 16th, 17th, and 30th, 2013 governorship election in Anambra State, the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, is yet to release ballot papers to the APC and its candidate, Chris Ngige, for analysis. Bona Orakwe, one of the witnesses, stated this yesterday at the Anambra State Elections Petitions Tribunal sitting in Awka. He spoke on the day APC candidate Dr. Chris Ngige testified. He was in the dock alongside Kingsley Ezenwenyi, a coalition agent of APC during the election. Besides, the tribunal received some evidence from Ngige and his party, which were tendered by Oraekwe in 10 local government areas, including Orumba North with 13 units. We are not interested. He has lost. So he should go and sit down somewhere rather than hand us over to APC. So the cattle rearers are coming. These are the advance guard. They have placed Okorocha in Imo. They were hoping to get Ngige in Anambra so that their march will be very, very easy. But since Ngige did not get it, they cannot come straight to Anambra. They now are coming through Ogoja. That's the flank they are going to use to try and cut us off and then kill us all. Nigeria has given distribution contractors 60 days to complete their contracts on power projects, as the contract will be terminated if not completed within the stipulated period. At a meeting with the transmission and distribution companies yesterday at the presidential villa, Vice President Namadi Sambo mandated the managing director, Niger Delta Power Holding Company, James Olotu, to communicate to the contractors the need to fast-track work to avoid the consequences. Sambo also said government was ready to assist the new owners to acquire transformers to enable them to distribute power should they have need of them. Should they have need of them, the vice president is saying. But there is no light. And he's saying, should they have need of them. And this is a country where we come from, where there is no electricity. They are asking the contractors to fast track whatever it is that they are doing. And we are here to help them acquire some transmitters if the need arises. I have never heard such rubbish before in my entire life. Those are our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are on this planet, once again, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, your ears are not deceiving you. This is our live transmission. We are in Africa transmitting to the whole world. And from what we can see, our lines are holding up and very, very clear. I do not know how our lines will hold up in terms of our calls this very evening, but I can confidently tell you that our lines are now open and that people can call Radio Biafra. You can call us with your views and what you want to say. You can call us regardless of what it is, regardless of what you want to talk about, regardless of your questions. Once again, the number to call is +44 78 31 30 8376, or you can call us on the coordinator's line. I believe we have somebody on the coordinator's line. We shall go there to see. Please give us your name and where you are and turn your system down. Turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, thank you, Director. My name is Hiruanya Clifford. I am calling from Houston, Texas, but I come from Arondionyemobi in Oguta local government area, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. What would you like to say? The news is not palatable. People are selling their pregnant sisters for 100,000, a whole human being and the baby in the stomach for 100,000. People are killing themselves at Enugu, selling the spare parts for 500 naira. I don't know what has become of where we come from, but believe you me, I have not been to hell before, but I am pretty certain that they are replicating the conditions of hell with Lucifer presiding in our blessed Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, that is correct. I just spoke with my father yesterday, and he said that It is happening even right in my village where I come from. Right now, what they do is in the elementary school in my place, they have security people patrolling in the morning when the children are going to school, and also in the afternoon when they are closed.
Yes.
Of children now from where I'm from.
That is terrible. So even in your own village, this type of nonsense is carrying on. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, it's carrying on both there and even other places. I spoke with my dad yesterday, and he confirmed this. So many places, even outside my village and environs.
That vigilantes are now patrolling our schools in the villages. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Vigilantes patrolling schools. We used to go to school. We used to trek for miles to be able to go to school without any difficulties. Now we cannot even go to school. We cannot go to school without worrying about the safety of our children. And that is very, very bad. That is extremely bad. Thank you for that, engineer. Thank you for engineer. Can you still hear me? No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. This is Radio Biafra anyway. And our lines are open. Our Viber line is also very, very open. If you want to speak to us, please, you are more than welcome to do so. If you call us, we'll be able to take your call. If we cannot take your call, we shall endeavor to call you back on Viber. And if your Viber rings, please try and pick it up. We are going to call you back. That is for sure. And the Radio Biafra line is also open as well. Radio Biafra line, I mean, is on Skype. Of course, it's cutting. It comes and it goes. But it goes to show what we are battling against. What we are battling against here is awesome. Is to try to get our systems to function as effectively as it should. People should not despair. They should keep trying. They are going to come through. Yes, engineer, you are back with us once again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please go ahead. Continue from where you start.
Yes, sir, I was thanking you for the good job you're doing and the editorial board and all every Biafran who is contributing one way or the other. Director, I would like to deviate a little bit from the news. Rather, I'd like to dwell on the issue of the performance of the various countries in terms of meeting up with our financial needs.
Yes.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, Director, please. I am the North American representative of the North people of Biafra. And in North America, there are three active countries: United States, Canada, and Mexico. And these three countries are really, really doing their best. Their coordinators are doing awesome job.
Yes. Go ahead.
Countries and continent, we still have issues trying to get. We still have issues trying to get our people on board. But they are doing. They are really doing their best. And I doff my hat for the national coordinator of Canada, in the person of Mazi Chike Mwosu, the national coordinator of Mexico. In fact, a lot is happening in Mexico. And Director, by Wednesday next week, you will be having a breaking news, a news that will shock the whole world, a news that will put that will shock everybody into their marrow, coming all the way from Mexico. That's and it good. Is all due to courtesy of the performance of the national coordinator from Mexico.
That is wonderful.
And we also have the same thing for our Canadian coordinator, Chike Mwosu. So what I to appeal that
yes,
is to give us some time, a little bit time for us to, do our homework more, and we will be able to meet up with our financial friends.
I will, you are, because you are speaking, I am obliged to listen to you. But what I find troubling is this: if we into April, we are talking about March, engineer. So for April, we'll be talking about for May, we'll be talking about April dues. Yes. And in that is, do you see how we when they call us meeting at 4 o'clock, we attend by 8? because we are talking about March contribution. We are not paying it in April. That is lateness. So when you call meeting at for 3 o'clock, people attend by 8. They think it's normal. So in the new Biafra, are we going to change our thinking that when something is due in March, we'll be owing workers for March payment, we'll pay them in April. For April, we'll pay them in July. Is that what we're going to see in Biafra? Because if are we going to allow this thing to continue, and for how long? Or are we saying that this leeway we are giving now, this is the absolute time, it won't happen again, that people should come in if they want end of the month, which is the time that people end their salary or whatever, we can leave it come the end of the month. We can say towards the end of the month. People paying now for March, how about April? When would they pay? Is it this month of April, or is it going to be in May or in June? These are the things that are confusing me. That is why we need a very clear timetable, to say a timeline, to say here is the cutoff period. That is what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, I agree with you that we need to be timely, punctual in everything we are doing. I agree with you absolutely that we shouldn't take this route of lateness or tardiness. But, you know, we have some peculiar issues, especially in North American
Yeah, what are the peculiar issues you have? Is it that the banks are not working?
We have some peculiar issues which we are still trying to sort out. I would just appeal that, you know, you tamper justice.
Okay.
So it's not that the banks are not working, but the thing is that in all these three countries, it's just quite a few number of people who are
coming out,
actually shouldering the
burden.
When you talk to people, there is no very collaboration or cooperation from the people, because like you have already observed here, Director, when you are here, people are feeling relaxed. People are feeling relaxed. They feel that, remember the man that told us when you and I met with him that he's a citizen. His children are citizens. So he doesn't have any worry about getting Biafra. You know, these are the kind of people we meet every day. And they are not cooperating. And, you know, this thing falling on the head.
Yes, I understand that.
Who, by the way, are also doing their best financially.
Yes, I understand all of that. There's no problem. I have listened to you, and as you said, we shall temper justice with mercy. I leave it to you to try and round up and get back to us. Thank you for that, and continue doing the work
you're
doing.
Sir.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I believe we have somebody on Skype, on Radio Biafra Skype, the person on Viber.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you very well. Go ahead, the caller on Skype. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
This is Kenneth RJ from Nottingham.
From Nottingham. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is Director in Nottingham.
Thank you very much.
Director, thank you for what you have been doing for us. We have been listening for you from London to America to Africa now. We are very grateful for what you have been doing.
Thank you.
And I just want to announce our meeting, because we have meeting tomorrow. Please, I just want to announce all the people in Nottingham to come to our meeting tomorrow, where we have meeting in African restaurant. They know African restaurant. Everybody know in African restaurant. They should come up. We have already sent our letter to Igbo Union. Let them come out. Let the Igbo people come out. Let Efik people, we have already sent our letter to them, all of them in Nottingham. But they are not showing up. Let them come out. You are listening to me now. Please come out tomorrow. African restaurant, 4 o'clock. You know African restaurant, Ari Center. There is no other African restaurant in Nottingham. Please come out and join us, so that we will make this thing, we will work together to move our Biafra come in due process. Please, I'm begging everybody. I'm glad that I want to thank one of our member here.
Yes.
Ike Umuleri. He's trying his best to bring all the people here in Nottingham. So I thank Barista Maimuzu, Uche Mefu.
Yes.
Mr. Nebogo, and coordinator of our coordinator, he has been encouraging me for Nottingham to support me for whatever I need.
Yes. And that's how it should be, yes.
Yeah, he has been supporting me all this while. Whatever I need. You know, we are doing our own. We don't call up every time. We are doing our own, paying our levy, which is more important to us.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not about calling, talking about let's move, let's go and fight, or let's go and do this, and you cannot do anything. So we are doing our best to see. We are going. Nottingham is going to London. We are going to move to London to for the rally.
Yes.
Because the people who have now is not the Igbo meeting. They are not complaining. They are not coming out. Well, we are going to London to join the people in London to be more great. Than to be 25 people or 30 people in Nottingham. So, Director, I just want to plead to you, if you can come to Nottingham, like if you can have a UK tour, like the way you have in other country, so yes. That you can help us to move out to motivate the people in Nottingham.
Yes.
Very, very necessary because you have already to go to other places.
We I will do so. Yes.
To go to,
yes, I will come to Nottingham, yes, and to Manchester as well. I will come there. I will go to Yorkshire. I will go to Nottingham. I will also go to Birmingham, and I will broadcast also from Manchester. And I'm sure that they're making plans for our people in Scotland. If they are ready, I will go there as well. I intend to tour the UK. I'll do so. Okay.
No problem. Thank
you very much.
Anytime you have a time, so let us know so that we arrange how you're going to come, please.
I will do so.
Thank you for what you have been doing for us. We are supporting you not by calling every time.
I know.
We will pay our dues.
I know.
Do everything you want us to do.
Of course.
Because without Biafra, we are nothing.
Of course, so we are. We are nothing without Biafra.
I support you with my life.
Thank you very much. I like hearing that. Thank you very, very much. And those of them also supporting this very struggle with their life, some of them who are loyal to this very cause. Some of them who understand what we are doing and are following it to the letter. You should go and ask them, have we let them down? The answer is no. Anything we touch turns into gold. A very eminent barrister has joined me, but I have somebody waiting on Viber. I don't know if they're still there. They call out on Viber. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you.
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra and the world is listening. We are in Africa. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Director. My name is Celestine Okonkwo.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm calling from USA.
Which part of the USA are you in? I was there a while ago.
I'm from Marco, in Enugu State.
And which part of the US are you in? Which part of the USA are you in?
Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Please talk to us via Viber, not through your system, because if you speak to us through Viber and it comes through your system, it goes from Africa to London, back to Africa, and then to London, and then goes to you. It takes a little bit of time. So speak to me via Viber, please. You are in Minnesota. I just spoke to the North American rep a short while ago. Engineer Clifford Irania, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. What would you like to say? Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, as I said, I'm calling from USA and I'm from Marco town in Enugu State, Biafra land.
Yes.
I want to tell you that I must be so grateful for your job doing and how you've been doing things and how we're working towards getting Biafra. And the issue on the ground, which is how things is going on and how we're going to stop it, which I am happy and how Biafra is, how we're working towards. And, and even when, now that I heard about, I started listening to Radio Biafra, the link that a friend of mine sent to me from London, because I was not aware that things like this have been going on for a long time now.
Yes.
And I've been going around, like, meeting people here in Minnesota, because here in Minnesota we have a lot of Igbo people. But they don't talk about Biafra. That is the issue. But I have taken the cross now that, even at my work now, and I meet people, and I talked to them about the Biafra and about how what's going on and about the May 30th of a thing. And I've been telling people, and this is real, and this is what we got to do to make sure that Biafra comes. And even there's a party we're going to, the Bere party is an Igbo party, and I'm still going to talk to them about how we can come together and at least establish a meeting here, as others is doing in some different states. Here in Minnesota, I don't think that they have gathering. You know, like when I listened to Radio Biafra, I had people calling from other states and other places telling how they do their meeting and how they're organizing themselves, you know, do the contribution and how things can be get together and move forward. So, things of that, I'm still working towards that, to, you know, to communicate with people here to see if people can, you know, assist me and come together and establish something like that and see if we can proceed and giving a massive report like others is doing. You know, once again, I must say thank you for how you've been coordinating and how things have been going on. I must say, my Chukwa Biama, we continue to strengthen you until we achieve our Biafra. It's our land, and nobody will prevent us not to get it. We must surely get what is belong to us.
He said,
thank you.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. And the barrister is with me. The barrister is also amongst a few people. I understand that the meeting of the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in the United Kingdom, the very chapter in the northern part of London, is meeting this very precise moment, and the barrister is with them. I shall go to the barrister, and I will ask the barrister, as always and as I always do, to please start by acknowledging the presence of the ever effervescent and very lively Biafrans all over the world, please.
Yes, good evening, Director. Can you hear me?
Loud and very, very clear. Your line is secure. That is the most important line we worked on. It is secure. It's as solid as gold. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. And good evening to you and good evening to fellow Biafrans. And of course, some of them are here with me in North London, and of course you will hear from them shortly. But I give my thanks to all the Biafrans in the East, West, North, or South, and those who are all over the place in Africa. Director, we are doing what we're supposed to do to restore our nation, Biafra. We have no other nation apart from going back to Biafra land. And of course, I didn't meet up with you when you were reading the news. I was trying to get through. You are more busier today than before. And of course, Karamando is just by my right, and I will give it her to say hi to you.
Okay, please go ahead.
Good evening, Breffins Worldwide. That's Lolo Karamando, live from London. Let me pass you on.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Director. Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. This is Ude Christian Iwago, coordinator for North London. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Pass you to Onyema.
Thank you.
Good evening, Director, and greetings, fellow Biafrans listening worldwide. My name is Maze Thomas Uchenna Onyema. Did I say Thomas? I do apologize.
Yes.
I removed that.
Emma. Emma, we hear jaw. Emma, I hear mutter, and I hear jaw. Ela, ela, and I understand that. Please go ahead.
The devil is a liar, though. We are marching forward.
Please. Of course we are.
All right.
Of course we
Let
are.
Let me pass on to the next.
Thank you very much. That's our coordinator of all coordinators, the coordinator general himself. Maz Uchenna Onyema. Please, the next person.
All right. Thank you, Director.
Good evening, Director. My name is Vivian.
Yes.
Good evening, Biafrans. We are in a meeting now in North London.
Yes.
My name is Vivian Duru, actually, and I'm from Imo State,
yes.
Biafran land.
Thank you.
And we are having a very nice gathering, get-together, talking about the Biafran restoration.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I want to give it to the next person.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are meeting in North London, not the whole of London, you know. North London, we are there. South London, we are also there. we are making sure that zones are being set up. That is the best way to go. Set up zones in all around the countries that you're in. And before you know it, our people will begin to hear the call and go to where they are going to be saved. Not in Yoruba churches. Yoruba churches will lead you to hell. If you kneel before a Yoruba person, you will ask heading straight to hellfire. The next person, please.
Hello.
Yes.
Director, good evening.
Good
this
evening.
This is Okechukwunta calling from North London here. Please, we're in a serious meeting today. And yes. I'm happy to speak to all Biafrans all over the world. Thank you for hearing my voice now.
Thank you. Thank you, Unta. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chukwudubeme Ebuna.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're in North London. I'm from Onitsha.
That's wonderful.
In Biafra land.
That's good.
I'll pass it to the next person.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ibarankite.
Hey, I like your name. I like it. I love it.
It means Chim Ibarankite Obiajuru.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Chim Ibarankite Biafra now Obiajuru.
God bless you. God bless you, my dear brother. God bless you.
I am from Ugirimba, no?
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to say just something for just a minute. Yeah.
Yes.
There's this story about this filmmaker called Tyler Perry. I don't know if you've heard about him.
Tyler Perry? No, I haven't. No, I haven't read up on this one. No.
He starred in a movie for another director. He's a film director as well. So in his interview, they asked him, how did an established director like you go to star in another person's screenplay? He said, I will follow you if you know where you're going.
My goodness. That is compelling.
That I am very compelling. Happy to hear your voice, and so are your friends all over the world. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You have more or less succinctly summarized everything, put it together. You have encapsulated every thought that you've ever held regarding where we are going. This very ship that we are piloting is heading towards Biafra. And it's not going to shipwreck. Anything on our part will be destroyed. Thank you very much. The next person, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans and friends of Biafra all over the world. My name is Echezona Opala from Oga Agwata Local Government, Biafra land.
Yes.
We are having a meeting here. We are discussing what we should be discussing.
Wonderful.
And I'll hand you over to my brothers here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love the way they do things in the UK, in London especially. Marvelous. North and South performing very well. That's what I want to see. Everywhere replicated all over the world. Please, the next person, if you may, your name and where you come from.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans worldwide and the friends of Biafra and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. My name is Eliezer Chinedum Izichuku. I come from Okumokre, Mvosi, Isialangwa.
Yes.
We are here in the meeting, North London meeting. So, thank you, Director. I hand over to the next person.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person, go ahead.
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
My name is Obi Nachukunya. Hello, I'm from Umudi.
Thank you. Your line is not very clear. Can you hear me? No. The line is not very clear, I'm afraid. Not very clear. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me at all? The caller on the line, can you hear me? Because for some inexplicable reason, the line is no longer clear. Can you hear me now? I can hear. Yes. Yes. I need the last person to repeat their name, please, because the line was going digital, according to Barrister. He will say that the line is digital. Please give it to the last person to please confirm their name once again.
Hello, Director. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. It's better now. Much, much better. Please go ahead.
Hello to my fellow Biafrans. My name is Obin Nachukunyelo. I'm from Umudioha in Ihiala, Anambra, Biafra land.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please.
Do we have a... Hello, Director.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Director. Good evening, fellow
The line is not very good, I'm afraid. The line is not performing very, very well. The line has gone digital completely. It has gone digital completely and totally. I would please advise that we shall return to... We shall return to London in a short while. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me? Can somebody hear me from London, please? From the meeting in North London,
yes,
can you...
Director, we are still talking to you. We haven't finished, you know.
Yeah, but some is very digital. The line is going very, very funny. Somebody's putting it on hold. Somebody's putting it on hold over there. That is why somebody is placing the line on hold from what I can see on my screen here. Somebody is placing the line on hold and we cannot proceed. It is actually on hold right now. And as soon as Barrister is ready, they'll return to us. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, your ears are not deceiving you. You can reach us via Radio Biafra on Skype, or you can come to us via our coordinator's line, which is Rapid Response 68, all one word. Rapid Response 68, all one word, please. Because I don't understand what is happening with our main line itself. Normally by this time, the Skype line will be crazy. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Somebody's putting it on hold, and I can't understand why.
There are a few people who haven't spoken to you.
Yeah, please give them to speak. Please, very quickly, very quickly.
Okay. You have to come a bit closer so that your voice will be heard.
Yes, let them come closer, please.
If you can hear you.
This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes,
good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. Your name, please. Your name and where you come from. I can hear you very well. Barrister, I can hear you very, very well. But unfortunately, you can't hear me, maybe. But I can hear you. I can hear
you.
I can hear you very well. They will try and come back to us. The line has gone a bit digital. People should not despair. We are in Africa doing something that is impossible to do. We are trying to run a worldwide live broadcast from where there is little or no evidence of modern civilization. That is the reason why we have managed to come this far, and we are relentless, and we are going to prevail. And because we are going to prevail, Chukwu Abiyama is with us. If we take your call on Skype, you remain where you are. We have one now on the main line itself. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Can you hear my voice? No, they cannot hear me. Let's go to Gozier. Can you hear me? Gozier, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. It's just the connection from London, from the North London meet, saying
go ahead.
I'm just going to phone on back to the Biafrans in here to reintroduce themselves.
Go ahead, please. From the ones, from the lady, that was a lady speaking, please, could she come forward and give the world her name and where she comes from, please?
Hello, Director. This is Edema Sam Numezu from Akwa Ibom.
My dear sister, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. The next person, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening, Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafra. My name is Kelechi Nade. I'm from Owerri. Yeah, I just want to tell Biafrans, wherever they are, they should continue with the struggle. They should remain relentless. They should not be discouraged by anybody. We shall be there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Loud and very clear.
And good evening, fellow Biafra fans all over the world. My name is Engineer Jonathan Ourogu, a Biafra war veteran. We're in North London.
Yes.
A very serious meeting.
Wonderful.
To establish the North London zone.
Wonderful.
So thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
I pass you on to the next
thank
person.
You very much. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Ourogu. Thank you very much.
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
My name is Samson Im.
Yes.
Good evening to all dear friends all over the world. We are at a meeting now discussing issues relating to restoration of Biafra.
Wonderful. So wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hand over to
my
brother here.
God bless all of you.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening, all Biafra in everywhere in the whole world. Your brother is Charles Oliba. I'm saying good evening for everybody, and let God give us the power we must conquer the nation. Thank you very much.
He said, please, before you go, Oliva, are you there?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. I want to speak to Oliva. He mentioned the name. I want his surname to be repeated. That's the reason for that. Bring Oliva back. I want to hear his surname again. Please. I want his surname again. What's his surname? I want the world to hear his surname.
My name is Charles Olibo from Amibo in Nwangle local government, Imo State.
Thank you very much. I love that name. Oluibo. Oluibo.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And God bless
the voice
you.
Of, the people land.
Of course, that's what it means.
The director, I like the way you will have courage, and this courage we must get to the end.
He said,
thank you very much.
He said, thank you.
Todd, thank you.
Go ahead.
Good evening, there.
Good evening, my brother.
I'm using the opportunity to say good evening to all fellow Nigerians.
Oh!
Sorry. All fellow Biafra. So, while I'm awake, sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay, go ahead.
I apologize. Yeah,
that's
so,
okay, that's no problem.
Yeah, so, fellow Biafrans, and we keep on marching right to the end.
Of course.
And my name is Namdi Emerenini from Biri, Biafra State.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you. Is that it?
Hello, Director.
Yes, hello.
Fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Chukwu Emeka Ifeanyi. I'm from Ndokwa, local government area in Delta. Just want to let you know that we're all here sharing a common goal, common purpose, common destiny, and in raising awareness, not just here in UK, but all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. London is packed. North London, mind you. What they have done cleverly is to have meeting every week, so there'll be no excuse. If you miss the first week, you come to the next one. Next week, they'll be meeting again in South London. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Director. It's Jess Richards from South Africa. I'm still here.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jess. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Good evening to wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Gose from Enugu, Biafra land. And using this opportunity, Director, I don't know, I know it's quite kind of short, but I just want to remind all Biafrans to come out and join this battalion. Like we all already know, when we made this call first, it was because of the Boko Haram having the tanks. And from we were talking about tanks, they acquired helicopters, and not just helicopters. As we're talking today, the news is that the skies are actually approaching with chemical weapons, and we need to advance as much as we can to defend our territory. We need to build our defense. Fellow Biafrans, can you join in this battalion as we defend our young republic? Thank you so much, and I'll pass you on to the next person.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the work you're doing. The 10,000 Gozier's 10,000 man battalion is still going. If you want to be a part of it, you know what to do. You can inbox him. You can also email him as well. We don't want to make it a free for all. We want to make it for those who are led by the Spirit to support what is happening. All the funds contributed to that very effort will go towards us arming and equipping our people to go and fight. That is why it is there. That's what you're contributing for. Mind you. Please go ahead, the next person.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Festus Anekwe.
Yes. Festus, how are you? Go ahead.
Good evening. Yeah. And good evening to all Biafrans worldwide. I say Mechukwu Abiyama be with everyone, guide everyone, protect everyone, and be with everyone as we keep on marching on to restore our nation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And God bless all of you. Thank you. Are we okay?
Yes, Director. Well, you see, I'm now in a pickle, so I'm staying here with the meeting. So obviously, I won't be able to accompany you today or be with you today. Maybe tomorrow.
Of course.
We go back to our usual.
Of course. Of course. That's all. Thank you very much for that. That was the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Thank you very much. And all our wonderful people in North London meeting of the indigenous people of Biafra. I am humbled. I am delighted that we have registered in Norway. The indigenous people of Biafra is a legal entity in Norway. We are registering all over the world that our detractors may not say to us, what you are doing is illegal. We are announcing it. The link is there. If anybody wants to view it, I am asking that, Lodachukwu, can you make sure that this link is sent to Karomonde and I want it pinned on Radio Biafra London immediately. I want it pinned on Radio Biafra that we have also been accepted in Norway. Norway has registered the indigenous people of Biafra as a recognized legal entity. Therefore, our 30th of May rally is going ahead full tilt. Unstoppable we are, because we are the children of the light. We speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And as long as we remain incorruptible, even the Norwegian government will register us. There is nobody that cannot register us. The next effort is to make sure that Indonesian government registers the indigenous people of Biafra. We know that Nigeria is peddling themselves with oil everywhere, prostituting themselves from one place to another, offering bribe and money to people to try to stop the march of the children of God. We are making it very clear to everybody, all those that want to understand this very mission, that our work is more spiritual than temporal. What we are doing is what Chukwu Abiam have asked us to do, and there is nothing that man can do about it. We are here to get our country, or we destroy everything with us. We will all die together inside that barrel of oil that is moving them against us. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Turn your system down if you can. Can you? Can you turn your system down, please? I don't know if they can. They are there. I can hear my own voice, but they are not saying anything. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I'm hearing you.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
My name is Chizaba Naman.
Naman, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morocco, sir.
From Morocco. Please, go ahead.
I thank you for the good work that you are doing for us.
Thank you.
Director, I thank that Imam Rezu and also Karamonde, Ita Anubogo, Ikechukwu Enyeago.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I had the news that you read today about the Boko Haram people with their chemical reports.
Yes.
I can believe that somebody like Dubem is hearing about this. But he leads us all to court. I don't know why this man is going court. Did this man go in court that he was gone mad when Ojukwu was buried with green, white, green flag? Now he's come back with his senses. I don't know why this man is going court. This man going court that he was gone mad when our brothers were deported from Lagos. This man going court because this man is now come back with the senses. Oh my God. Our people are now, they are dying, they are selling their baby. People are selling the parts of their people because they need money. They are from people. Director.
Yes.
Why was our people so deaf? Where they live? They are still deaf in America, in Europe, even in Africa here. The reason for that,
my dear brother, is that a lot of people don't quite appreciate. You know, that is like going to and receiving Holy Spirit. A lot of people go to churches and they pray, but they don't see anything. It doesn't affect them. They just go there to say, oh, we also went to church today. They don't do anything with the word of God. Others go, a very tiny minority go to church, and they do something with the word of God that they hear. The difference between those people and us is that you should consider yourself the chosen person. You yourself calling. All the people listening, all the people working very hard, see it as a special privilege that the spirit of discernment has gone inside you, that the spirit of freedom has gone inside you, that Chukwu Abiama is abiding with you. That is why it is touching your heart to be able to listen to Radio Biafra and to want to do something to alleviate the plight of those who are not able to help themselves. People don't understand that is how you measure civilization of a people. Those who can rise and help those who are incapable of helping themselves, that is the hallmark of a civilized country. Our people don't understand that. They live in America built by men of honor. Americans said no to British monarchical imperialistic rule. They fought a war. People don't understand this. That the United States people, USA, fought a war with the British to be free. Today, they are the closest allies of the British. People don't know that. That sometimes you can quarrel with people, it doesn't stop you from being allies and friends later. They say, oh, don't you say anything to annoy the British people. But Americans fought them and killed them. They ran away from the USA. Today, are they not friends? Did Britain not try to invade Egypt? The Suez Canal crisis under Eden. Were they not humiliated out when Americans told them to withdraw from Egypt and they went away because of Suez Canal? Is Egypt and Britain not in good terms today? You know, I can't understand it. Forget about Crimea. Give it a few more years. You will see that Russia and Ukraine will be friends once again. We are fighting for what we believe in. We are fighting to free our people. And that is exactly what we are going to do. If you ask me, I will tell you, the thing I'm doing now is no different from what USA did against Britain. What we are doing now is no different from what Nnamdi Azikiwe did. Those saying we should be part of one Nigeria, why did they not argue that we should be part of one British indivisible empire before? Why did the zoo come out of the British Empire then? The same method we are using, you see. We are incompatible. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening. My name is Okoro Chinid and I'm calling from Thailand.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to use this wonderful opportunity to congratulate your effort toward the announcement of May 30th.
Yes.
Though in Thailand here we are not organized. But I just, this is my first time of calling, so I asked my friend on how I can get to reach to make my own part of contribution, because yeah, we need to reunion and start contributing so that the efforts here will be tangible.
Yes. What you need to do is to organize. We've said this before. Look at what they are doing in Britain, across United Kingdom, even England to be precise. Anywhere you have, I've said this many, many times, most coordinators do not understand or listen or take on board what we are saying. Those that have listened and taken on board what we are saying, they don't find it difficult meeting their monthly contribution. It doesn't matter how many people there are in a particular zone. People should see it as the same way we used to do Bible study in those days. One or two or three people in a particular area can start a zone. That's what we are saying. You need to spread it out to get people to become involved. And Taiwan should not be an exception. Spread out and set up zones. That is how you do it. What is wrong with our people? They don't understand it. If you are in a particular place, say in Taipei, if there are our people outside where you live, go and speak to them. Instruct them to start something where they are. It could be one or two or three people. Before you know it, they will eventually. Don't think that because you're two today, you're struggling, you're finding it difficult to penetrate the minds of people that where Satan is inhabiting. Satan lives in some people. Lucifer is in them. They may be answering Igbo name, they may be answering a Biafran name, but they are the embodiment of Lucifer. Evil spirit is in them. To drive away that evil spirit of Nigeria is difficult. You need to drive, is a demon. A demon wouldn't want to go away. Nigeria is a demon. Nigeria have taken up residence in the minds and hearts of our people, some of them. You need to exercise it. First thing I mean in Sokobafo, Nigeria is evil. Simple.
Yeah, I must have to confess that I'm so much encouraged by your word. Starting from today, I must make a bold step. That is an effort trying to organize people here so that we can start up with a tangible something.
Thank you very much.
I must congratulate the effort with wholeheartedness. I'm very grateful, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the world. Even those calling us on Viber, they are there. If you call on Viber, this one says, please call me. I'm going to call you. Your number is 1-868-366. Is that correct? And that is that very person. He said, call me. And we are going to call you. If you're listening, we're going to call you. And we have one person on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? Are you still there? Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Hello, Director. Yeah, I'm hearing you, Director.
Please stay where you are. So remain where you are. Don't get away. Let's take this caller from Viber. The caller on Viber, you are through to Radio Biafra Worldwide Transmission. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, my Director.
Good evening.
This is Andrew in Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am calling you, my Director, because I love you so much. May God bless you.
And you too. I love you too. And I say, he said to that. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have been trying, my Director. We are trying to set up our group in Trinidad and Tobago, and we pray that God is going to lead us through.
You say?
We are finding one or two things difficult to register in Trinidad. We have made contact with one and two persons and tried to go to their government and register. So please, my Director, bear with us. We are trying. We are trying because we are tired. We want to go back home. The
yes.
place we are is not actually much conducive as those in Europe. But we are trying because we want to go back home. And with God in our side, things are going to work out in a good way. I have been speaking to people, my Director.
Yes.
And a lot of people do not believe this our cause. Even some of my brothers and sisters around, they said they will look at and see what will happen. They will know, they will look at us and see what we have. Even right now, I am with one or two persons. They are listening to you, but they don't want to believe in our cause.
There is a demon. Tell them I said there is a demon in them. Tell them there is a demon inside them. The demon of Nigeria is in them. You need to drive away that demon. Start to cast away the demon in them. They are possessed. Tell them that they are possessed. You should cast away the demon of Nigeria in them. That demon must be removed. It is the demon of Lucifer, the demon of no electricity, the demon of looting, the demon of corruption, that very demon of retrogression, the demon of arrested development, the demon of looting, the demon of non-education and incapability to reason. Tell them they are possessed.
Thank you, my director. And right now, by tomorrow now, me and one Mr. Leo, we are going, because somebody, he said he gave money to do the registration. Himself said he does not have the money to do that. He is not staying illegal. He is a legalized person in Trinidad, but that person is having a biased mind. So Mr. Leo said he's going to collect the money tomorrow so that he will do it by himself, because we wanted to see that guy as a coordinator, but that person does not want. I don't know why he's doing that. A lot of people, we are finding it difficult in Trinidad to set up that our cause. But that is what I want to let you know, that I, even if anything happens, I will always be with you, and I am proud to be a Biafran. God bless you, my director, and God bless the Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you very much.
And bye.
Thank you very much, and goodbye, my dear brother. People must not despair or be afraid. When you meet somebody bearing an Igbo name that tells you, I am a Nigerian, or you meet somebody who tells you from Ikwere, oh, but I'm not Igbo, please feel sorry for them. There is a demon inside them. Ekwensu no Hanime, the Lucifer has built upstairs inside them. You must be patient with them and see them as those who are lost. Begin to pray for them. Begin to cast out that demon inside them. They are truly lost and very, very hopeless. They must be very, very stupid to think that somebody can come from Scotland and make you a country. That is the height of stupidity. And that is why black Africa is poor. But they can't see it, because they are blind to the truth. If you believe in Biafra, you are truly chosen to come and serve a very noble cause. People should not despair. Our people, we are taken all over Caribbean, including Trinidad and Tobago. When you go to the office to go and register us, tell them that you are speaking to one of yours as well. They came from West Africa. They came from, if they are not from Igbo land, by which I mean the entire Biafra, they are from Dahomey. Those of them in the Caribbean, because the slaves they wanted, or captives they wanted, were those from our territory. That is something you must understand. So people should stop despairing and go out and preach this very gospel boldly. Chukwu Abiam is with us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Do we have a caller on Skype? I don't think so.
I can hear you. I'm back. I'm the one that called him before.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chizaba from Morocco.
Yes, Chizaba, go ahead.
Like I'm speaking director.
Yes.
This man that called himself Dubem, that leading their soak people to court without knowing things that he is doing. I am asking, Dubem was alive when Ojukwu was buried with the green, white, green. This man, I don't know if this man got mad that time or he's not with his senses. Now Ojukwu have died. He's not leading to court. What does this man mean? Didn't he lead us to court that his father was buried with green, white, green? Or didn't us court that our brothers, Mazo people, they abandoned them into Ikoyi prison? And many are now in the prison in Abuja. Did this man go in court that our people die in the Zu River? I don't know. I am using this media to tell this man, wherever he is, he cannot do like Ojukwu. He cannot be Ojukwu. He cannot do like the Ojukwu we know that go war with, that lead our people to war. Edumegu Ojukwu, this man can never be like his father. Let him be aside. He's leading us to hell. He's going court after court. He remained one place in Owerri High Court. This last year, no movement.
You see, I wonder. Those that say that I'm not a lawyer, I did not read law, I read political economics, I am not a lawyer, but I don't understand why you would take something to court that has expired. That is something I can't understand, and they have not answered me. Those of them in Bilier have not told me, why are you in court with a country that has expired? Why are you in court? Nobody can tell me why they are in court. That is something I find astonishing. Very, very astonishing. And that is why we are different. And that is why nobody can find fault in anything that we are doing. That is why we said to them, of course, I have taken on the challenge. I'll be traveling to New York. I will be going to Sahara TV. They have agreed. to give me 2 hour interview. Set piece, not 10 minutes. So that we can educate the world. We can inform their listeners or their viewers about things they don't know. A country has expired. How can you take that country to court? It is like having a set of drugs in your house that have expired. You put it in the dustbin. You don't then take it out again and begin to wash it and dress it up, because going to court is conferring legitimacy on something that is abundantly illegitimate and unacceptable, of course. So the points you raise is very correct. I have said it before. As soon as Biafra comes, Ojukwu does not belong to Ojukwu family. We'll go and excavate his body and take it to Enugu and bury him properly with Biafran flag. That's what we're going to do. Don't they know that? That His Excellency, the general that commanded our people in the field of battle, does not belong to one family. He belongs to the entire Biafran family. The same thing we are going to do to Philip Effiong. Philip Effiong will be buried at a special mausoleum in Enugu. They are our heroes and we must honor them. Our people must understand that. We are not just here to get Biafra and then run it like a useless, hopeless African country. We are going to be the most civilized nation on this earth. It's a promise. There will be no mosquito. How you will know us, why we are different from other people, is that in Biafra land, there will be no mosquitoes. There will be no flies. Ijijagarade. I want Agarata and Ala Biafra. It's a promise we are making to people. 10 years after we are independent, there will be no flies. There will be no mosquito. That tells you there will be no open gutter. And that tells you you cannot be pouring away refuse outside. Those two simple things. And then you will not have any mosquito. Very, very simple. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is immense. And we are relentless. Our work is immense, yes. But we are pursuing it, you see. Do you think we are going to go back? The answer is no, we are not going back. This is Radio Biafra. That is what I was born to do. To set my people free. Nothing more, nothing less. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. And whilst I ask Namdi Oluibo to remain on Skype, remain where you are. Namdi Oluibo, stay where you are. Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
Okay, Director, is Benjamin Nosike Okori.
Yes.
Calling, formerly Benjamin Okori.
Formerly, I Father love that. You were formerly Benjamin. Now you're something else.
Yeah, so I'm calling from Morocco as the PRO.
Thank you very much.
I've been calling, but I couldn't get through. But finally today, thank God that I went through.
Yes. Go ahead.
So I want to use the opportunity to tell the world, first of all, our people in Morocco. You know, last time on Thursday we were calling on when we went to the next region of the headquarters of this country, which is called Rabat. We were calling, but we couldn't get through. The time we went through, you couldn't hear our voice very loudly. But finally, we couldn't get through. We wanted to connect so that our people over there, we know that we also hear from you and ask some questions which they wanted to ask. But whatever, we went through that day. They welcomed us. The one we went to Casablanca. Our people there, they welcome us with their heart, and they say they will come out and back up whatever we are doing, so that all of them will join hands together and pursue this noble cause.
Thank you.
And also the second one, we went to the Rabat also. They also welcomed us. And I used the opportunity to thank one of our brother, who is bona fide Biafran man. They are based in Casablanca. I don't know. His name is called Chimatex. I want to appreciate him, what he did for us. And all our brother over there in this Morocco, many of them are coming out to join us. And also those that they refuse to come out this time around, I used to tell them that it's not the time to beg people has gone. Now, if you like, you join the moving train. If you don't like, it's left for you. Because God has done it. We are moving forward. And we... people that are listening to our broadcast, they have realized that we are going somewhere and we are making it. It's no longer, are you people fraud or fraudster, or are you people playing? Even I met someone on Facebook today, just before the broadcast. I was telling him about what is going on. He said, as you don't mind whatever I had, that our people are in Lagos buying millions of plots of land, building mansions. I said, that is not our business. They can do whatever they want to do. But when time comes, the times will tell what is going to happen. And they should look out and watch out what is going to happen few times coming. So I want to appreciate whatever, because he said, some of our brother called and said, this is not time to thank anybody, even you, Barrister Imam Mezu, Karoman, no, everybody. But we appreciate the work you people are doing. But I believe the time to thank everybody is coming. So I want to use the opportunity to greet all our brother in the whole world, so that let them come out and join this noble cause. And also, we are hoping this worldwide protest. We are also processing. We have gone to United Nations in this Morocco, and they have given us appointment to come and see them. So we are moving forward very soon. I strongly believe that very soon, Morocco will be more formidable than every African country in this noble cause. So, Director, I want.
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead,
so please. Please give us some credit. So please, you people should bear with us. Very soon, you people will hear from Morocco. Understand? So I'm through, at least by now. And I have some people here. Some of our brother here that wanted to at least say hello to you, to the world, the whole world.
Please go ahead. Give him the phone. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name. What is your name?
My name is Uzodimma Chukwu Kadibia.
That is a very wonderful name. I like your name, Chukwu Kadibia. We offer praise to Chukwu Abiyama with our name, Chukwu Kadibia. That name is better sounding than Hillary. That name is more beautiful to listen to than Johnson. That name, Chukwu Kadibia, contains so many things in it. By mentioning that name, you are offering praise to Chukwu Abiyama, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Please go ahead.
You see, I want to thank you first of all, because it's not easy, but you made it to be easy by God helping us.
Yes.
You see, one thing is that I so much love what you are doing, because our forefathers, those who fight that fight then, we don't want that to be in a vain, because we have to start where they stop to make sure that we achieve our Biafra, because Biafra is ours, not for the Nigerians. You see, the blood of the Biafra, any Biafra man has his own blood. You see, those that are borrowed from, you know, there are many borrowed people that join us, like people that the Igbos, they are the Biafrans, but their blood is not the red Biafrans, you see. That's why when our people, our coordinator here, come out calling for people to join this, that, now we really appreciate what is going on, and you have been listening to the Radio Biafran for what you are doing there. But one thing I want to still talk is, see, Director, we are all ready. Anything that we want to, even if Biafra, that is, even if the world to look into the Biafra matter or anything, let us do it and let it has head. You understand?
Yes.
If anything, even if it's a fight, whatever, we are not afraid. I can volunteer. I volunteer myself already.
Yes.
Anytime, any moment, we are going down. When it happens, all of us are going down. Nobody will be exempted because we are Biafrans.
Of course.
If you know that you are Biafran, you have to fight for your distance.
Of course, you have to fight.
For your right. It is our right.
Thank you very much.
To fight. Whatever it must take. Even I told my brother one day, I said, this movement, even if it matters that my life, I lost it, it doesn't mean anything. For my children or for my brothers or for my their Biafra.
Are we alive?
For them to be what?
Even those that said they don't want to die.
Amen.
For Biafra. Are we alive? And can you wonder? Are we alive? In a place where
we
you go to,
alive.
They can sell your sister any day and cut off her breast.
Okay.
Are we alive? We are not alive, my dear
brother. Biafra is okay. Yes, I believe it. Because if Biafra, if we are benefiting what we're supposed to be benefiting, we cannot be in exile, because all of us here, we are in a perpetual prison, living in an Arab country, no peace, nothing. Just, if I tell you the way we are living here, you will pity for us. But we are going to take the bull by the horn to make sure that Biafra has his freedom. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let me pass to another person, yeah?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please. Your name and where you come from in Biafra land.
Okay, my name is Chukwuma Obi. I am from Mbaku Abog in Anambra State, Biafra land.
Yes.
Yeah, we are solidly behind you, Mr. Director, and I must say that we all are Biafrans. And anybody that heard that name, Biafra, and tried to shy away from it is a very big coward. Because I believe that if our father does not fight for us, I don't think we are going to be alive up to this time.
At all.
So if we are fighting for Biafra, we are not doing ourselves, we are doing unborn children too.
That is
so
correct.
Mr. Director, here in Morocco, I must tell you that we have brave men in Morocco here. No matter what it takes. Anybody that crossed through this Sahara...
If I call you people to come down, hang on. If I call you people to come down and home to join those on the ground, how many men can I get from Morocco?
I must tell you that right now you will have more than you expect.
Okay.
More than you ever think of. We have it here, and we have brave soldiers here. Okay. So whatever it takes, we are ready to join you people. But we are just waiting for your own call. First.
Wonderful.
Because we cannot do anything on our own, yes.
That's okay. My call will come. That call is going to come. I'm in Africa already. That call is going to come. Many people have promised all over the world and say, call me, call our group, we are ready. That time is going to happen. I called upon the people who are at home now from Malaysia, those that went from Thailand, those that went from other parts of the world, and they are now at our headquarters doing the work for which they were born to do, which is to seek the restoration of Biafra. When I call upon other people, I expect them to show the same level of loyalty shown by those of them who are presently at our headquarters in Enugu, working for their country without fear or favor, knowing fully well that man did not determine that they should come, that Chukwuma Biafra determined that they should come. Please go ahead.
Mr. Director, I must say enough to this slavery. We are tired. We have had it up to the neck. We are tired. And this time around, we are going to take it anyhow. Anyhow they want it, let's play the game. So that is the only language Nigeria understands, violence. Because I have never seen in any civilized country where you pay terrorists or some bunch of morons, pay them money in the name of amnesty or whatever. Because I heard that Nigerian government are trying to give...
No, they have paid them. There is a secret amnesty which the Sultan of Sokoto directed Goodluck Jonathan to do. Jonathan paid them money. They used the money to go and buy jeeps and Hilux vehicles to go and be killing even more people. Now they are talking about increasing the money they gave them. They want to increase the money to stop them. And our people must learn something. They must learn that once we commence our own action, we have to be more deadly than Boko Haram, for people to understand how serious we are about what we are doing. This is what we are getting ourselves into. We have to be more deadly than Boko Haram. We have to be. Our commanders must understand this. They have to be more deadly than Boko Haram in order for us to get Biafra within the shortest period of time, because Jonathan has given them money.
And they are paying the Boko Haram with our own money.
Of course, they are. Where would they get the money from?
And all of us now are outside in slavery. This time around, Mr. Director, we are solidly behind you. And anything it takes, we are going to do it. And we must do it.
Yes.
Boko Haram, they are just children.
They're a bunch of cattle rearers. If a bunch of cattle people who are driving cattle can give the zoo sleepless nights, talk less of very highly educated men and women all over the world. That is the difference. They will have to go and train a Boko Haram person from selling suya to go and become a makeshift bomb maker. Whereas we have professors that went to universities abroad, not in the zoo, that know how to do these things already, and they are at our disposal. We call them to come and work, and they work for us. The zoo is finished, believe you me, the place is gone. The only thing that can save them is if they realize the futility of their action and just basically plead with us, please, you people shouldn't be offended, take, just be free. If they try to resist us, we'll fight them. If Jonathan or his people runs away from the zoo, anywhere they go to in the world, we'll find them there and kill them. They must understand that. Our resolve must not be underestimated. People think we are not a normal broadcasting outfit. We are fighting for the liberation of our people because the world, most of the dark forces on this earth have ganged up against the children of God. The only crime we have committed is to be loved by God. That's all. That's the only crime we have committed. Is that a crime? The answer is no. That is why we must go and confront our enemies without fear. Fear is one thing we cannot afford to have, because with fear you are already defeated. We can't afford to show any fear. Our fathers, our uncles, our brothers fought the whole world for 3 years. We must go and finish the job they started. This is Radio Biafra. I have somebody on the line. They have been waiting on Viber for a very long time. And incidentally, I called them because I did say that if you call us on Viber, if you can't get through, we shall call you back. And I'm doing exactly that. And people are picking up as well. You will give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. This is Timothy Ugonno calling from London.
Thank you very much, Timothy. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I just want to appreciate you once again, and I want to commend you. I want to say thank you for the tireless work that you've been doing for your people. It is a sign of a great love and passion for what you are doing. And I also want to say that indeed millions of people, and there are also millions of secret admirers all across the globe that have not come out yet openly to support what we are doing. I want to also say something about the news that was read today concerning the abductors, those ritualists and all other things that they are doing in the zoo. I was just coming back from the zoo last week. There are much more happening on ground which the news does not carry. There are two news that I witnessed, because the last one actually happened there, to be precise, last Friday. Last Friday, that is about a week and a day ago. I was in Mbidi, that a woman was carrying, backing up her child, which was less than 3 months actually. About 3 months, they said. And two guys with a Okada, with motorcycle, in the evening, try to snatch the child from the back of the woman. This happened in Nimo State.
Oh my God.
And the woman wrestled with them. And the woman eventually fell on her back, while the little child, which is probably lost 3 months, as the story. But somehow, thank God, the child didn't die. And then the woman and her sister overpowered, could not let go of the little child. So these people, you know, they shoot gun on the air and run away with machine. And after a few minutes, they said less than an hour, these two guys went into a church where they were doing program and stole a little baby, and that was it.
And this is happening in Biafra land. And there are people in America, there are people all over the world. And these people, they want to ask me to ask God to condemn our people. And I will not do it. Maybe they don't want me to see Biafra, because Chukwuebuka will be upset with me.
There was so much evil happening on ground that it's only the one that managed to make the news that you hear. And another thing I want to say is that Okorocha, whatever he may be called, has actually stolen the heart of
millions of Imo State citizens, believe me. On one hand, he has done quite something that you can say, hey, he's doing something, but...
What has he done? Tell me what he has done. And what, let us face this Okorocha thing he has done. What did Okorocha do?
Some major roads.
The major road. Tell me the road that he built.
Yeah, from Owerri to the Onitsha Owerri road is quite tired.
Onitsha to Owerri was not done under his stewardship. The reason hang on,
he's
please.
Kind of bribing them.
Please.
Because I was challenging
please.
Them. I was challenging a lot of people.
You know the thing about our people is that there is when you go to the village, you know there is a saying that in the land of the blind, a one-eyed person is a king. Is that correct?
Exactly. That is what he is doing. I was challenging them because you see he is bribing them. They said he pays school fees, okay. But what he's doing now to steal the heart of the people in every local government, he is rebuilding the primary schools and secondary schools. He's putting houses there. But I was telling the people, I said, how much does all these things cost? All the whole of Imo State. I was still saying, I'm not trying to be ungrateful, but I was telling them that if you consider how much that was supposed to be allocated to the local government chairmen, which he did not elect, allow local government chairmen to take their office. He is using every other money that comes to the Imo State government comes into his purse, and he is the one doing all this whole thing. And I know that there are so much money coming into the purse of Imo State, but if I see what he is doing, indeed, they said he is giving the children 300 naira or something and buying school bags for them, and he's bribing them. Believe everybody's talking about Okorocha. I went there, I stayed 2 weeks and 2 days. My dear, I rested, I talked. A few people believed me, because on the first week, which was around the 25th of March, Nigerian government was for the first time in many years, they had a documentary about Biafra. It was shown on NTA, and the people were shocked that could happen. But I know that it was a game they were playing. They were showing how Biafra survived the war for 3 years. They were showing Biafra armored car. They were showing how Biafra refined their own oil. How they survived that 3 years. But then afterwards, they were painting it, because they tried to deceive the people. They said there's need for reconciliation. There is need to do national reconciliation. It's part of the national conference they were doing, and I'm sure Jonathan knows about this. They just wanted to see how they can soften the heart of the people to see as though Nigeria is apologizing to the people of Biafra. But there is some, for the first time, nobody has seen that in Nigerian television before since the war. Or maybe it may have happened, but not quite often. So what I'm saying in essence is that
our people are blind. What you're saying is that our people are blind. Our people do not know their left from their right. Our people must learn something and learn it very, very quickly. If they are eulogizing Okorocha, that means that we should be worshipping Mbakwe as some sort of deity. For what Mbakwe did, Okorocha, all he did was to grade a few roads, pour asphalt on it, dig gutter, open drainage on the left and the right hand side, about 6 of them in total. That's all he has done. With the amount of money coming into the state, I think that is laughable. That is the work that used to be done by the Public Works Department, PWD, of any local government in those days. Of any division, go and ask people that know these things. I don't, you see, sometimes I wonder. I said, na achomo kandeba anyime kankulu onye wanyi wuchukwa biyama. Our people actually surprise me with their level of ignorance, honestly speaking. When I see how ignorant people are, I get astonished that somebody who is being given billions every month builds a 100-meter road and people are jumping up and down. Hi, Jesus Christ. I can't for the life of me understand the brain that some people were born with. You know, it baffles me. And I'm saying, is it not the same book I read that people read to either get one useless qualification or the other? Do you know the man called Winston Churchill in the country you're in? Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Who is Winston Churchill?
Let me.
I will help you. He is the war minister. He is the man. He was the British, the most decorated. They voted him the most popular and influential Briton of all time. Churchill, over and above Isambard Kingdom Brunel, the man that gave the British people everything they had, from bridges to railways to everything that they built. Isambard Kingdom Brunel, those that know British history very well. Do you know that this man that defeated Hitler, Churchill, Winston Churchill, do you know that the British people did not vote him back into office in 1945? Do people know that? Despite going and defeating Hitler, do you know that the British people, I told you that civilized people, the English are, they did not vote for Churchill. They said, you have done a very good job as a war general, as a war leader, but now for the reconstruction, we are going to give it to Nye Bevan and the other people in the Labour Party to do for us, because we are now in a reconstruction phase. Our people must understand that it is horses for courses. Okorocha has not done anything for any buffoon to eulogize over. Building a 4-kilometer road that will assemble a bunch of school children, and they will do it. All we need is access to crushed stones. All we need is access to bitumen, and we can build a finer, better road. The Romans were building roads nearly 3,000 years ago without the same nonsense that they have. We have the technology to build our road using palm oil. Do you know we can build a road using palm oil and not bitumen? People don't understand that. We told them that Biafra is coming. When we arrive, then they will know how polished and civilized we are. Somebody built a road because of our people. You see, God is merciful, I would say. Because the devil that has gone into our people have turned their brains upside down. You look at somebody with a degree who cannot reason even like a chicken. A chicken can reason better than a human being that claim they come from Biafra land, that claim they are Igbo. Oh, because somebody built roundabout. Because of that, you people are not developed. Roundabout. Dear Lord in heaven. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you for that information. They are snatching babies on the road. And they are still asking us, why do you want Biafra? Let's build Nigeria to be one. Ndiara. Mad, senseless lunatics. May Nigeria kill all of them, one after the other. We still have these people from Morocco. Can you hear me?
Hello, director. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can still hear you all the way through. Do we have more people in Morocco to speak to?
Yes, we have more. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Ostan Woda from Enugu in Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Director, I want to hail you for the good job you have been doing for people of Biafra all over the world. I thank you so much for the God giving you the strength to be doing this job for us.
Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. If I can't, I will tell you. I will tell you I can't hear you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Keep on doing the good job. We are with you. I am the secretary of Biafra in Morocco. I use the opportunity to thank you so much for the work we have been doing. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody else or have we finished?
Let me give it to our PRO.
Yes.
Hello, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Yeah, once again, I want to greet you. And also, I tell you, well, before God and man, we have men. If you are hearing men, we have men in Morocco.
Yes.
Only that's one man, the heart of men we have here, only one man can control more than 50 Boko Haram. One man. When you hear the man that has heart.
We are looking. You people have done well. You walked through the desert to get to where you are. So we know that you have heart. But what we are saying is that reserve that heart, because we are coming to Morocco. We will come there to get some of you to come and fight for your country. So remain where you are and be very, very courageous and be very brave. We need men who can do what we are doing.
Yes, Director, I have another brother who want to greet you.
Yes, very briefly, please. Your name and where you come from. Hello? Where is he? Is the person there? Yes. Yes. I can hear you.
My name is Chidebele Okosa. I'm from in the North Local Government, and I'm the state in Biafra.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us. Uchemofo, Barista Mezu, Kalomonde, Anu, and Ike School Nyango.
Yes.
Keep on the good working.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you.
We have another person who wants to greet you.
Go ahead.
Hello, Nadekano.
Yes, my dear brother.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Kenneth Okonkwa from Anioma.
Anioma, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Where is your village in Anioma? Which part of Anioma are you from? Where is your village?
I'm from Ubulokiti.
Ubulokiti, thank you very much.
Ubulokiti in Anioma.
In Anioma, thank you.
We say continue your work.
Thank you.
We are with you. We are with you. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And you too. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Yes.
It's back to PRO. So I want to hang on for other people to have chance to connect their own.
Yes, at least Morocco today, we have done justice to Morocco. Thank you very much. People, you continue assembling yourself until we come for you. You will go and fight for your country. We have a caller on Viber. I call them back as I promised I would. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead and give us your name and where you are.
My name is Michael Ejofeguna.
Michael Ejiofebuna, is that correct?
Yeah, Ejiofo means Ejiofo.
I know what Ejiofo, I know what it means, of course I do. I grew up in the village, yes. So I know the meaning of it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Norway.
From Norway, please go ahead. Norway have now registered legally. There is no need for anybody to hide under the bed in Norway. Norway has been registered by the Norwegian government and also in France as well. We are registered in France with the French government also.
We cannot hide if our right.
Thank you.
So my aim of calling is for we to tell our Apple brothers all over the world to wake up from slumber. This is the right time for us to win our race. Nobody can fight this fight for us. Even God in heaven cannot fight. When we start, God help us. So I use this opportunity to call our brothers in Norway. Those hiding under the bed, those under the kitchen, let them come out and join this struggle, because this race is once and for all. This is the final time for we. Without we continue to fight this race and restore Biafra, Boko Haram and Hausa Fulani will take our land. And we all be slaves forever in the life. So, I beg you, our brothers in Norway, even my brother in the house with me here, I tell him every day to come out, but he refused. So, I want to use this opportunity to tell our brothers in Norway for them to come out, because this is our right to restore our freedom. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you for what you have said. Norway is coming on strong. We also know that France is doing the same. We need everybody to pull in the same direction. We want people that have not been performing very well to please come up and perform. Most of the representatives have been pleading on behalf of most zones, on behalf of most countries, I must say. You must try and honor. You must try and ensure that those that had to plead on your behalf is not put to shame. Give us a name and where you are. The caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good afternoon, fellow Biafrans. Good morning, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ogomebunam Abo. I'm calling from Indonesia. My director, whenever I hear your voice, I feel hope. Whenever I hear from you, I feel courage, because you are speaking the real truth. And the Bible says that is only the truth that can set us free. Many problems has been going around our race right from origin. Nobody is talking. My director, I want to tell you, please, don't let these people, you know our people, they can be anything else. Let them not make you become the second Moses. Maybe at the end of the day, they will provoke your anger that will make the Lord, our God, Shukwabioma, to stop you from entering Biafra. Take it easy with some of them. But I seriously want to make a commentary about roll call. It's very, very important, because what I met today, it's not something that is good to hear. I went somewhere to preach about Biafra, where I come from. An animal, an idiot who has not eaten 3 square meals came up there to say that we are doing propaganda. He said that we are just limiting money for people to eat and just leave us like that. I told him that you don't know where you come from. That is why. You don't know whom you are. Because I remember the time Moses was in Egypt. Before he knew, he was in Pharaoh's house for many years, being trained. At the end of the day, when Moses noticed that he is not an Egyptian, he quickly raised up and went to his people. I told him, do you know that Moses was in a great position, a great post, a great opportunity for him to be the Pharaoh of Egypt? But immediately he noticed that he is not an Egyptian. He quickly leave that place and go to the mud with his people. That shows a man of courage, a man of destiny, a man of dignity. I told him, Moses did something like this, but you just opana. You don't have anything, and you feel relaxed in this zoo. You see? So many things in Indonesia here, I will confirm to you, we are few that are responding, but we are responding in a big form. We will be having our meeting by tomorrow. We are trying our best. And the issue that one of us called you yesterday to tell you to have temper mercy. Have mercy for us and give us the grace is because we are preaching this word as a good news. We are preaching it to all the Biafrans in Indonesia here. But the problem they are having, they will not say Indonesia there is money here. Our people are making money. They make money, they can give police big money just to set themselves free. I told him, you just go to jail, you went to the police station just for one crime or the other. You have the right to give the police money. Why did you give the police money? It's because you want to be free. Now we are talking about a permanent freedom, and a fool, an imbecile, will come and they start talking something rubbish. I told this guy, do you know that all of us abroad, we are living a fake life? Hello, my director.
Well, I'm listening to you in rapt attention. I'm listening to what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, I told him, do you know that we are living a fake life? If you have money here, you go to the zoo, you buy a car, small time, the car will be stolen by one of the criminals in the city. We will be kidnapped, and they ask you to bring money. By the time you finish all this thing, all this money you have, we go. That means you will start afresh again. That means that person is living a fake life because he cannot compare again towards the position he were before. I told him that these people has been looting our money, and they know the most funny things. When I was in the zoo, sometimes they're in church, they say, let us pray for Nigeria that is in problem. We are busy praying for the Nigeria that is in problem, and the looters are looting money, sending it abroad to take care of everything of their life. If you go to many places here, all the people that is schooling under scholarship, they are Hausas, they are Yorubas, they school on scholarship, and we, that the sources come out from our land, we are here doing all sorts of dirty things. Things that is irrelevant. I told him, Biafra is a place where we read. If you go to university, after you study, we are not going to do, you study mechanical engineering, then you go there to be a politician. No,
We are going to direct people. If you are a doctor, you go and work in a health center. We don't want to make this post to be some a place that people will start using it to make money. I am telling all Biafrans, Opano Okobulu, Okwanti Chilia. Hello, my dad.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. What you have said is correct.
Yeah.
But I want to, there is something I want to help you with so that people will understand what we are seriously into here. You know that our people, some of them are not very intelligent. You must understand that.
Yes.
You know there is a difference between being clever, Ako, and Amamije, which is intelligence. You know that. You know what is Ako?
Yes.
You are always, you see, that, let me tell you something, and our listeners as well by extension. It was that same thing. That is why we're in this mess today we're in.
Hello, I'm hearing my director.
It started from Azikiwe. Nnamdi Azikiwe thought he was a very smart, clever chap. But he was not clever. Tafawa Balewa and Madibelo were more clever than him. He thought that these people, Nachin Nama, oh, don't worry, they are cattle rearers. They don't know anything. I will use my cleverness to get them into one Nigeria and I will be the president and the commander-in-chief. Before the British left, Zeke read in America. Zeke was thinking of the American presidential system of government where he would be the president. He didn't know that the British had other plans in mind. The British had their own system where the manpower lay with the prime minister, Tafawa Balewa.
Yes.
Do you understand? So all that nonsense that Zeke worked for, thinking that he was very clever, at the end of the day, he was defeated. Do you understand that? Now, that is the mindset that drives most people. That is why I said it before. Those of us who are born in the village, we are different from those born in the township. Anytime, listen very, people must listen very, very carefully. Anytime you meet somebody and you tell them about Biafra, and their first reaction is instant hostility. Or they tell you, oh no, I'm from Ikwere. Ikwere is a clan. Ikwere is not Igbo. The person was raised on money stolen from abandoned property. That is a child of a brought up of criminal enterprise, stolen property. Look at Kensara Wiwa. Anybody that tells you, I don't believe in Biafra, I swear on my life, go and check that person. The mother was wayward. The father cannot be a Biafran. I bet you anything you like. I can bet anything you like. Anybody who is hostile to freedom for Biafra, I can bet you that the woman that gave birth to that person is a wayward woman. Do you know why? Most people do not know why, but I will explain to you very, very carefully. Everything about the way we are as a people signifies freedom. In other words, freedom is a fundamental makeup of our being. Every Biafran has freedom, the right to be free, implanted in the DNA. And I will go further to lend credence to it. That is why anybody who understands where we come from, that is why you have people need to go back to the village and live in the village to understand what we're talking about. Because all this township and the fluorescent light affected some of your brains. You can't reason properly. Do you know what it's called? Ifobi. You leave your father's compound when you marry. Only the first son. Now we educate you about where you come from because some of these morons don't know. Only the first son is allowed to occupy the father's house as the first son. Every other person will have to leave. Every other person will have to go. Ige Feriobi. You must live there and go and build house somewhere where you will be free. Where you can raise your own family. Where your wife can come out and pour water away and people will not be fighting or quarreling over it. It's called Ifobi. And that is why we have... People must understand this. Ebe bere ugo bere, nkesi ibe ebe lan kukwaya, which means live and let live. Freedom enshrined in the way we are as a people. And to even come closer to reality. Do you know that despite the fact, I will use myself as an example, that I come from Ibeku, do you know that my mother is also from Ibeku? I cannot go to my mother's village in Dume Ibeku and tell them what to do. Everybody guards their independence jealously. They will ask you who sent you. If you talk to me, you say, oh, 1 DM, go and sit down there. In other words, a child of their daughter. 1 DM means a child of their daughter. They are called Namochie. That is who they are. They will ask me to go somewhere and sit down. That when they need advice, they will call me. That this is for the people that own my mother, not me. Do you understand that? These are the things that most people do not appreciate. They don't understand it. Because some of these imbeciles, born by Yoruba women in Lagos, some of these bastards fathered by Hausa Fulani men who grew up in Funtua. Some of these idiots that grew up in Nasarawa, in Maiduguri, and traveled overseas from there, do not understand what freedom means, because they haven't seen it before. When they open their useless mouths, they can be answering Chijoke. When they open their useless mouths, they can be answering Ifani. When they start to talk nonsense, ask them, where did you grow up? You'll be amazed. They'll tell you, I grew up on Port Harcourt Road. Does a human being grow up at Port Harcourt Road? I grew up in the village, Isiama Faruku Ibeku. That is the difference between me and them. I understand the value system of where I come from. They don't, and they couldn't, because they grew up in a township built by men who are intellectually retarded. This is Radio Biafra. Here we educate, we enlighten, we polish the minds of our people to understand that anybody, I challenge you, anybody, if you go back to your house and your father is telling you, oh no, don't support that Biafra, know that you are the product of a bastard lineage. Your father is not real. Your father cannot be fathered by somebody who is Biafran. Your family lineage must be of the bastardly kind. Everybody, once you're born a Biafran, freedom is the first thing you yearn for. That is why we had no kings. Every people on this earth had a king. We only said now Chukwu Eze. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. We don't have any overall king. Did you hear of any Igbo king before? Was there any Igbo king? Ezenri was not a king. Ezenri was the high priest. He was not a king of the normal temporal nature. People don't understand where they come from. They don't know their history. They are answering one useless Igbo name on the street and talking rubbish. No wonder Biafra has not come, because of idiots like that who don't know where they come from. Sometimes I don't debate with people born in the township, because they are too frankly, they don't know anything. They think they know that they can't. Did you go to fetch firewood from the forest? Did you have plint going into your foot and was taken out? If I take you to the forest, can you differentiate between Akebu and Icheku? What do you know about where you come from? You come on the 24th of December and you travel back on the 2nd of January. And you're telling me you're an Igbo person. You are an Igbo. Imbeciles. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? This person on Skype, you've been waiting for a very long time. Is there any way you can hear me? If you can, please confirm.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chukwu Emekadike. I'm calling from Ireland, Dublin.
From Dublin. Please go ahead.
All right. Like you already know, we in Ireland here now, we are not in a very good mood because of our general coordinator who lost his mom yesterday.
That is correct. It's very painful. Very painful, yes.
Yeah, it is very painful, yeah. We have done what we can do as a brother, and then we are fixing that when we go and see him officially anyway. That I will hear from my coordinator, who is canceling very soon. So I have a brother who is in the house here with me who want to say hello to Biafran brothers all over the world, and that's why I called. All the same, greetings to all Biafrans all over the world.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello, my brother.
Yes, you are welcome to the program. The world is listening both on satellite and every other means, every other communicable device that is internet enabled. Please go ahead.
In fact, I'm Yeah, to comment. My name is Pascal Ekufu.
Where are you from?
I'm from Imo State. Omaka, Imo State.
Omaka. Please go ahead.
So I'm here to commend your tremendous work on these stations. I've said you people are doing very well.
Thank you.
And more grace to your elbows. And I'm using this opportunity to say hello to all supporting these stations all over the world. I'm saying you people are doing a good job as well. I'm saying thank you to all of you. And my brother who I met, I'm just hearing about this, and he made mention of the beer from association in Ireland, which I promised him I would go. And from what I'm be hearing since I came to his house about this, I'm be getting a lot of knowledge concerning about this, and I'm very much happy about it. I'm saying thank you very much for this good ideas you brought up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is, yes.
Okay, director.
Yes, my dear brother.
I have to make way now for others so I can call and.
Of course.
And thank you so much, and may God continue guiding us, Biafrans, all over the world.
He say. Thank you very much. He say. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, you will start by giving us your name and where you are. As for us, we are somewhere in Africa. Please go ahead.
Good morning, director.
And good evening from here, my dear brother.
This is Enyi Chineke calling from Malaysia.
Oh, that is wonderful. Enyi Chineke, please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I'm really, really shocked today for today's news. I'm not really happy in what is going on there in the zoo. Honestly, I'm really, really sad here for what the British government, I hope the Queen of England and David Cameron, they are all listening and they are seeing what they have brought for us.
The damage they have done to a people that even Frederick Lugard himself referred to as the great Igbo people. For a white man to say that the people are great, you know what that means? The great Igbo people that have been reduced, that if you are carrying a baby on the road, you'll be dragging with kidnappers trying to sell your baby. Kenna Udi nonsense it in here, because what type of rubbish is this? And some idiots are abroad talking nonsense. Check it one after the other. Useless people, useless fools with Igbo names, idiots. People are snatching babies in your village and you're walking about abroad buying a 9-year-old Jeep and talking rubbish. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'm asking the British government, David Cameron and Her Majesty the Queen of England, will the Duke of England sell his son for the sum of $620, which is what they are selling in our land, Biafra? You people have brought pain to us. You have brought death to our people. You have brought humiliation, starvation, killing, and all sorts of immoral life. You people have sent our people into exile. Our people are suffering here and there. The pain that you people have brought to us, ever since all these things have been happening, you people have not even said anything. You sit down there and you are still supporting the zoo, the Fulani Hausa people, to kill our people. One thing I'm telling you today, the British government, what Chukwu Abiyama did to Egypt, what he did to Pharaoh, will fall upon you British. If you people refuse to come and restore our land for us, because we never invited you people, you came because of your selfish greed and wickedness. against humanity. You have sold our people. You have sold us to the Fulani cattle raiders. You miss, and today our people have been killed everywhere. Look at what is happening now. The Fulani, they are using chemical weapons to kill people. This was the same chemical that the Syrian government used against his people, and the United Nations, they stood up and bound him not to use such chemical. Now they are using such chemical in the north to kill our people. And United Nations, they are not saying anything. Sometimes I ask a question, what is the function of United Nations? Do they enjoy seeing people being dead in a huge mass before they will stand up? Or is it because they are Africans? That is why all of them keep quiet and watch to see our people being perished. But one thing I know, justice must prevail. Whatever you do to your fellow human, you must definitely receive it. Look at Rochas, Arthur Rocha. Look at what he's doing there in our land, Imo State. Rochas, Arthur Rocha has made our people to lost the glory that they used to have. He has betrayed, and we are telling him today that Chukwu Abiama will visit you and your entire generation for the evil and the abomination deed you have done to our land by coming to turn Imo State into an Islamic nation, and you think that you will go scot-free. All the evil leaders in Biafra land, wait, now or soonest, the wrath of Chukwu Abiama will all visit each of every one of you. Jonathan, the weakest ever produced president in the world. One thing I am assuring you, all the family that Boko Haram have killed, you have never said anything about them. You never compensate any of those family. Rather, you compensate the Boko Harams. You give them money to use it to kill our people more. I pray that Chukwu Abiama will bring death upon you and your so-called wife, so that for once you will feel the pain which those people who have lost their life, what they are going through, so that you will know what it takes when one lost his or her loved ones. And you, the Sultan of Sokoto, I know that you are the brain behind everything that is going on in Nigeria. You are the one who have not allowed Jonathan to rule that country. Very soon we will visit you. I'm making it clear for you that very soon we will visit you and the world will hear from us. This is all I have to say. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. For those joining us, I don't know if I have more people for those of them serving us in various capacities around the world. I'm also announcing this very day that some people are rising up in Brazil, not in Sao Paulo. That is the den of iniquity. Nothing is happening there. It's only good time. Those of them who have now risen up to try to be part of what we are doing, we welcome them. Very soon we shall be announcing them. We have asked them to work very diligently, and I hope that they are listening. We need you to work diligently to raise Brazil to become something that it was meant to be for us, because there on that very day, on the 30th of May of this year, we are going to remember our people. We are going to remember those that died that we may live. And after that, you will see what will happen. Then they will know that Chukwu Abiama is with us. I have gone to Georgia. I went to Savannah. I went to St. Simon Islands to go and bring back the spirit of our people, the foremost freedom fighters humankind has ever known. Those that died rather than serve other men. They are even with us. In spirit, can't you see that we're unstoppable? Unstoppable. We have a caller on Viber. As I promised that I will call back if you call, I have called them back, and they will give me their name or his or her name and where they are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, hello.
This is Emekika Yongo speaking from London.
From London. Please, which part of London are you in?
In the South London.
South London. Did you come to the last South London meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, please go ahead.
I was there.
Of course, you were Ikanyo. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the financial secretary.
The financial secretary. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
There's one thing I want to tell Biafrans all over the world. They have to come out and know this is a last time for them, and they have to know that it's the only opportunity they have is now, and they have to repent. They have to know that this is time for forgiveness, because Biafrans, they have done a lot of bad things. Even their fathers, even their, our forefathers, you know, and this is the only time we got, because this generation now are also in sin. They are doing bad things in terms of individual money, because everybody believe in individual money. Where they're looking for individual money, they're committing more things, you know, in their business. Is some people are selling fakes things, some people selling expired drug, change the date. Is some people making selling pandadium in as a paracetamol, you know, killing people. Some people killing people every day, you know. So this is time for them to change. When they change and face a good life, and they know that, because if they don't do that, the revolution will come and they have to perish. Because what's coming, when they hear Biafra, they have to know is that they're talking about their God.
Yes, of course.
Biafra, any Biafran should know that Biafra is like God. When you hear Biafra, you hear God. Because this is the last opportunity God give you.
Of course.
And you have the opportunity because you are Biafran. It's because we are Biafrans, we have the opportunity. That is it.
That is correct.
So, when you hear whenever they call Biafran, you, if you know that you are Biafran, you have to know that your body must tell you you're a Biafran. They're talking about you. And when our people, you know, they're reading Bible, but they don't know, they don't understand Bible sometimes, you know, because when they're reading Bible, they don't know the Bible talking about themselves. It's you, it's about you you are reading. Everything in Bible is about you. You don't have to think in you're waiting for they're telling you about something you don't know, story. I don't know how they understand it.
I asked them before, there is something about some certain people that claim they're educated. I said, is it a coincidence that the book of Leviticus in the Bible is exactly almost 70% of what we do, where we come from? Is it a coincidence that we circumcise on the eighth day after a child is born, and the same thing is in the holy book? Is it a coincidence that a woman who is barren can go out and marry another woman for the husband? The same thing that I myself has a very personal experience of in my own family back home.
Yeah.
Our people do not understand. They have eyes, but they cannot see. That is what distresses me. You know, when I come to Africa and I visit Africa and I look at the streets and the poverty, I look at how people build houses, I look at how grubby, how filthy everywhere is, I look at open drainage, and I look at people who don't care. I begin to wonder, what type of brain do they possess? Is there any urge in them to make things better? And the answer is no. Only Biafra has that, and that is why they don't want us to see the light of day. As you have quite rightly alluded to, all the children of darkness must face their own judgment. The day of reckoning is coming, and there will be no forgiveness. We are not going to forgive and forgive. Ah, no, God forbid, we cannot.
You're telling them every day, but I don't know whether they don't understand what you are trying to tell them. And This is the only opportunity they have to change. They have to change. Forget about individual money. This time is not time for individual money. Since after the war, we are being buying and selling, struggling to survive, making money in anywhere. This time is full stop. You have to stop and use that money you have to fight for your freedom.
Yes, of course. And that is one thing.
Once you devote that money for your freedom, and once you devote that money for your freedom and come to Biafran, you are forgiven. Chukwu Abiyama have forgiven you of all the things you have done to make the money.
Of course. Of course. Of course, that is a known fact. We are making it very, very clear. It is duty. Anybody, if you find yourself talking about Biafra, if you find yourself wanting, having this burning desire for Biafra, believe you me, you know that Chukwu Abiyama is with you. Because people don't know that Biafra is more than a political movement. They don't understand that Biafra is a way of life. Biafra is returning the children of God back to God as well. The two of them go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. The fact that other people who are hidden, other people who don't know God, other people who don't answer Chizobam, other people who don't answer Chinedu, people who don't answer Amarachi, people who don't answer, who don't use their name to worship God, the fact that they have done something in a particular way does not mean you have to do it. Those trying to remove Biafra and the essence of our being from it, which is truth and honesty, based on our worship of one true God, Chukwu Abiyama, is mistaken. Clearly mistaken. This is a very golden opportunity to demonstrate to ourselves and to the entire world that we are the children of the light. And God is the light, because light was separated from darkness, you see. And we know that our enemies, the Yorubas and the Hausa Fulani people, represent darkness. Anybody that gravitates towards them is bound to be tainted by darkness. And that is why they come abroad. You are born in Idumota, or you are born in Ajegunle. You never went to the village. All your time in the village is roughly about 20 days of all your life. And from there, you went to the United States of America. How can you say you're a Biafran? Because your name is Biafra? That is rubbish. We have people answering David Michael, but they're from Isuoji, answering David Michael. Does it mean they're from Kent or from Surrey in England? Is that what it means? The fact that you may be answering Ebube does not mean that you're from where I come from. You're from Butameta or Idioroko, whatever rubbish is called in Lagos. You are not one of us. You are not one of us. The only thing that can return you to us is Biafra. And this is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again. This is Radio Biafra. I said I will always recap our headlines before we close. If you call us on Viber, we shall endeavor to call you back. And by way of headlines on this very day, the caller on Skype, you must remain where you are. Remain where you are. We have picked your call and you will stay with us. Whilst I quickly go through the headlines for the day, we are reporting that ritual killers on the prowl in Enugu. If they catch your sister on the road in Enugu, she's gone. If she's alone, ritual killers, something I never thought I would hear in my lifetime, they are not happening. Gunmen attack two villages in Zamfara. As the killing and the mayhem in the zoo continues unabated, in the contraption built by the British to the glory of Lucifer. Any Nigerian is a Satan worshipper. I can prove it. I can prove it with their useless churches. Benue bloodbath. Fulani herdsmen killed 30 farmers with chemical weapons. This is according to Governor Suswam, that our enemies now have chemical weapons. If they can have chemical weapons, no wonder we are dying in thousands every time there is death. Because the nonsense, the tomatoes that bring it to us, they are lacing it with ricin. They put poison in the food coming from the north. We eat it and we are all dying away. And they are bringing us cattle, poisoned cattle to eat and to die off. Ritualists then uncovered in Abeokuta. The death and mayhem is continuing on all fronts. Even those using the name of God to kill, they are also there. Petroleum scarcity has political undertone, according to NPC, the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. Ngige was testifying before the court.
Ngege, we denied him. We stopped him from turning our birthplace, Anambra, into the den of Boko Haram. We stopped him. And Nigeria gives 1 month deadline to power project contractors. We had a caller on Skype. We are now going to him. After that, we go and take a call on Viber. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We've been talking very well all this while without any difficulty. Now this one is not saying anything. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Man, this is Benjamin Okeke calling from Sweden.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
I'm the zonal coordinator of Gothenburg, Sweden.
Please go ahead.
I will start by thanking you and the whole board, at least for all the good work you people are doing. And I would like to use this opportunity to tell you that now, the Gothenburg is very, very down. I don't know the formula we will use again here. Maybe you will start or you will add them in prayer. Because I believe in one thing. My suggestion for today will be like, maybe, as you say, God bless Biafra at the end of every program. Maybe yes. You will start asking Tuku Abiyama to bless those that have contributed or those that will still contribute. Because I believe in Bible. Because in Bible, the scripture says, ask that it shall be done. And we believe that you are the sent one to restore this Biafra. And if you use that power to ask the Tuku Abiyama himself, I think something will happen. Because my people here in Gothenburg, they are complaining. Not that they are not willing. Maybe things, hardship or something like that is affecting them. I don't know why. So I want to use this opportunity to at least for you to maybe you add them in prayers, maybe at every end of every program.
Yes, but these people, what you need to find out is, do they want to be saved? I tell you, they are the people that will go tomorrow to churches all around the world and kneel before a Yoruba pastor to pray for them. That is the problem. You see, there is demon in them. The demon of Nigeria is in them. So all of you also there in Sweden should help to pray for them. Because these people, can you see how Nigeria is? Imagine when the spirit of Nigeria is in somebody. That means the spirit of kidnapping, the spirit of selling babies, the spirit of killing little children, the spirit of killing little girls for their private parts or whatever nonsense they call it, the spirit of looting, the spirit of lies, of cheating, of embezzlement, the spirit of deceit and duplicitousness, all in one person. That person is beyond redemption. That is why if you don't have Biafra in you, I look at you as somebody who is, I can't regard you as a human being. You don't you claim you are from, you are Igbo, you are Ibibio, you are Efik, you are from Ejo, huh? And you're telling me that you're not a Biafran. That I don't feel. I look at you as something beneath contempt, because it means you don't have any brain. That's what it is. It means you cannot reason properly. Before Nigeria came, who were you? Or did the white man discover your people? Or were you there before they came? These are the questions that most people that claim to be African intellectuals fail to ask themselves. And that is why I question their intellectuality or whatever nonsense is called, or intellectualism. That is why they will not debate me. I have pleaded with them to come out to a debate. I will disgrace them completely. I will shred them to pieces. Because they are stupid. You are believing in one Nigeria. What was your identity before 1914, please, or your people started existing from 1914, tell me. And they can't, and they open their mouth like a fish out of water, gasping for air. and they are intellectuals. No wonder there is no light. Intellectuals. No wonder there are no good roads. No wonder people can't go to school. Because you have intellectuals who, in actual fact, can only read and write. Their brains are not working properly. Regardless of all their professorship and degrees and Nobel laureate and Nobel nonsense that they give to them. Some kind of Western European approval that you have now emerged. Why don't you have electricity in your country when you produce crude oil? Why don't you have electricity when there is gas? Go and ask your average Nigerian intellectual and you will see them hiding under the table. Their stupidity exposed before their own very face. Their hopelessness laid bare for the world to see. They are stupid by nature because they are black monkeys. They cannot reason properly. We are Biafrans, the children of the light. And their fear is that Biafra will put all of them to shame. That is why they are running and hiding. They don't want Biafra to come. They don't want competition. I asked Britain, why won't you allow us to compete? The Scottish economy is competing with the English economy, so is the Welsh economy. Allow us to compete. Take the oil away. Give the oil to the Hausa Fulani people. Give it to Yorubas. Just give us only freedom. We will surpass them in 6 months. But they're saying, no, we must dumb down. Everybody must dumb down. You must all be stupid like Hausa people are. And you must all be into fraud like Yoruba people. People don't know Yoruba gave us fraud. Don't they know that? Fraudulent people. This is Radio Biafra. And we must thank you very much, my dear brother. I don't know if you have anything else to say.
No, Honorable Director, I will still beseech you to add, especially Gothenburg people, or the whole people, supporting this thing.
No, I won't add them.
End of every program.
No, I will not add them, my dear brother. Because when you drive out demon, you send the demon to somewhere, you know that. Did you read the Bible where Yeshua was driving out demon? And demon is saying, oh, please put me somewhere. Put me somewhere. He said, okay, go into that head of swine. Do you remember it? They went into the swine and they rushed the river and drowned. I don't want to be praying for them and the demon will leave them and come into me. Because there is nowhere for the demon to go. If you tell me where we can put the demon into, then we can pray together. And direct the demon to go there, to go and stay there. Because what these people are carrying is too much. If it's only one, as my father would say to me, no, we go to mourn a good matter. If it's only one demon they are carrying, it will be easy. They have child kidnapping. They have baby factory. They have forgery. They have looting. They have criminality. They have ritual. They have baby selling. They have adult mutilation. They have human sacrifice. They have poor education. They don't have roads. No potable drinking water. They do not manufacture anything. They import everything up to toothpick. Which one do you want me to drive away? Which one do you want me to live with them? That's
okay,
the problem.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I cannot tackle the demons that is inhabiting a Nigerian. It is too much. Only Chukwu Abiama can help them. They are beyond redemption. If you find yourself saying you are a Nigerian, may the good Lord have mercy on your soul, because you're heading straight to hell. That is where you belong. Nigeria is a product of Satan. Only Lucifer could have conceived a place as ingeniously evil as the Zoological Republic, conceived in the deepest and darkest recesses of hell. That is what people are saying is where they come from, and they are proud of it. Anyway, I'm sure that those that serve Lucifer will say that they are proud to be in hell. But long may they remain there. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth always without fear, without hesitation, without retreating, and without surrendering. If you call Radio Biafra on Viber and we are unable to take your call, we shall endeavor to call you back, and when we do so, we please oblige you to try and pick up your phone. We have a caller on the line on Skype this time around. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Ovio Ogbonne. I'm calling from London.
From London, please go ahead.
Okay, Director, there are just a few things I need to
point out, then maybe we can discuss it, or later on you can think of discuss it. Anyway, I'll talk about it. The first thing is concerning the coordinators around the world where we are represented. You see, one is that we don't know how they are, where they are in the first place. Those in whichever country they are, how they got to those countries, what they are doing, and now they have the responsibility of coordinating affairs, which I don't think that they are capable of doing. But because the euphoria of being a Biafran, that gingerness in them, because your voice really gingers people to take up things, but at the end of the day, they can't do it. So one is that, fine, I like their enthusiasm in wanting to serve, but they are not capable of doing it. Instead of somebody coming up to say, oh, I want to start coordinating, or somebody, I'm calling from so-and-so place, and director, you say, oh, you start coordinating, we're not sure what he's capable of doing. So on the other hand, if they're not coordinating well, they have to be excused until you have had proper indoctrination or proper training from Mazi Onyema on how coordination is being done. Because if they have not had that training of coordinating and knowing how to strategize and plan, I don't think they can really do well. That's number one. Then, second thing I want to point out is, you see, the guy that called, that you spoke to yesterday, who is a lawyer, that is the zoo in Lagos, maybe you started talking about which church does he attend, does he go to a Yoruba pastor, he started having signal problem with his signal. That affects to be deliberate. Because one,
so you noticed it, our people are very smart.
For him. Director, we have been damaged for a very long time. Our psyche have been messed up. There are too many things have gone wrong, both in our brain, in our thinking, and they are still doing it. They are breaking us down, systematically breaking us down 40 years ago up to now. So we are trying to come out of that mental imprisonment. We don't even believe in ourselves again. When I was in school, I went to Methodist College, Zuakole. When I was in school, Polytechnic. It's not done now. It's either you.
How can you go to a school like Methodist College and go to college?
You went to Covenant College. If you don't go to Covenant College, okay, you got to break. I say, okay, maybe you break high school. Maybe your score did not get up to. It was a pride. How many doctors? How many lawyers? Engineer in your family. That is how it is counted. Right now, when they get both cigars, do shibia. Then you now look down on people who celebrate criminality. And that's how the problem started. Why? Because of poverty. Poverty. And that is why you know George Ibian and Ala Biafra. From there. Oh, well, that's fine, though. There was systematic structure broke down from Biafra land. But in the Mokonano, how were they relating to people? What were they doing? I was telling somebody the other day, I said, thank God my father is dead. Because all my father non do, there are certain things I would do. The man will go and lock me up and call police for me. My own father, I'm talking to you about, not taking the other person.
All those things are
That's
gone.
That's how we are all brought up. Because I lived in Oma here, those days when I was a kid, they all disappeared. Nobody saw them again. Why? Because no job. And we let them be. So there are too many things. So director, I will still encourage you. I will just plead with you to please you know, before we start firing all the coordinators, let them be taken through Biafran, what it is, what is expected of them. Can you do it? If you can't do it, don't worry. Let somebody else do it, because it has to be about coordination. It has to be about what you're doing, because truly, those people there, and you don't know how they got to that place they are. You don't know what they have done. You don't know how they are.
Yes.
So please, I'm not speaking for anybody. But I'm just saying that, I mean, because they've not been taught how coordination is being done. Everyone will be like, oh, is that coordinated? No. Do you know what is expected of you? If you say yes, what is it? If you don't know, we'll tell you. Then can you do it? Yes. Then I saw that. You can't even come and say, I beg.
Yes, very valid point. Very, very valid point. And
that's why I said, okay, let me just call.
You did well.
And talk to you about it.
You did very, very well. And thank you for that. And on that note, you are bringing today's program to an end. It's a very good advice. And of course, if you want to coordinate, you must know that it involves a lot of things. It's hard work. You should go. Anybody who doesn't know what coordinating means, you go and ask the nearest person. It's something like hosting Radio Biafra. It's very, very arduous. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for your advice, which is well taken. And we want to thank all our listeners. We thank those listening this very day who are in their various meetings all around the world. That this Biafra we are fighting for belongs to you. It doesn't belong to us. We are only doing the work we've been asked to come and do. That Chukwu Abiam mandated. I had no choice. It's either you do this or you do it. And I am grateful that I am serving the wonderful people of Biafra. I am humbled and honored that I can rise up every morning. I can go to bed. I can spend each waking moment, I can spend each sleeping moment contemplating and meditating on how best to serve the wonderful people of Biafra. It is an honor to me, because Biafra is more than a country. Biafra is the kingdom of Chukwu Abiam, the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we are going to restore her to her former glory with the help of Chukwu Abiam and no other person. I must thank each and every one of you in London, all our callers, all our listeners, those in Brazil, who, you know, Chukwu Abiam works in mysterious ways. I've touched some of them to come out to say that they want to be part of what we're doing. We thank all of you. We pray, as our brother asked us to, that the demon of Nigeria should leave each and every one of you, and that the spirit of Biafra, the spirit of those that died 3.5 million, their suffering and their pain, that it may find a place in your heart for you to make right what went wrong in the past. Very, very critical. We have prayed in the name of Chukwu Abiam. This Biafra we talk about all the time is a religion. And on this very radio station, Radio Biafra, every day do we worship. And why we worship on this platform is because we recognize no other God apart from Chukwu Abiam. And unto him we give every praise. And he will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from Africa. Shout it, sing it.
defend from all our foes.